people was bugging out, man. That was weird.
Bugging out.
Bugging out, dude.
It's bugging out.
What's up, everybody? How's it going out there? What was that? Was a primal scream of your people or what,
yeah,
dude?
Yeah, man.
That was intense.
It comes from the cave people.
I did not expect
Italy back then.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Just Italian screaming at each other. I spaghetti. Oh, man. I don't know, man. It's weird.
Yeah, that was that's the first spoken language of any human was
just the words. I think
that was, "Can I have the bathroom key, please?"
I feel like it's more grunting and less long moaning.
No. The
then
long
again, I'm
moaning
not a,
is the point the where you get the information.
So you're saying the grunting became like shorthand for the moaning, and then that just changed to
yeah, right.
Okay, all right, I'll buy it. I don't feel like it's correct at all.
It's totally true.
How could they, do people know how they communicated back then? They don't, right? How could they? How could they know how cavemen communicated?
I don't know.
They can't know.
They study the paintings of them, and then
yeah, but that wouldn't tell you anything auditory.
No.
So no. Everyone just assumes they grunted. What if they were? What if they had eloquent speech, man? Like, we don't know. How do they like? See, I get the dinosaurs because like they study their vocal cords. They blast air through their vocal cords, so they kind of know like.
Sure.
Or the vocal cavity, I mean. And, like, it kind of makes the dinosaur sound, you know? But, you know, animals never talked. But, like, humans could have talked. So we could, like, find out the pitch of their voices, but you could never find out exactly how.
Hey, man, I'm a caveman.
Yeah, you don't know if they talk like that or if they just went, you don't know. You don't know. And how could you?
Dude, you tell me how they can figure out what a fucking dinosaur sounds like and don't know what happened to the Egyptians. No.
What do you mean they don't know what happened to the Egyptians?
They don't know what happened to them, man.
What
or how they built what they did.
They do know how they built what they did with rocks and rampant slavery.
Yeah, that's
how they built
way,
it.
Man.
There's
Going
lots
back
of ways.
To the conspiracy here, man. It takes way longer than they said that it took for the Great Pyramid to be done.
Okay, well,
you can't build a Great Pyramid that big back then with rocks and a chisel.
Well, they pulley system, man.
In 20 years. You
they
can't
showed,
do that.
They showed people, like, moving logs and
it's
stuff.
It's 120 years.
Is how, how long to make it?
No. Yeah. That's
okay.
How long it should take. It took them 20 years.
How do they know it took them 20 years?
Bull.
How do they know it took them 20?
Bull. Great question. See?
Because
you
the
can
pharaoh
know a dinosaur sounds like, but you can't.
Well, I mean, but, well, I just, does 20 years, like,
you
confirm?
You can't carbon date carved carvings in a rock. You can carbonate the rock, but you can't tell when it was carved.
Well, right. But still, like, how do they know it only took 20 years? Also 20 years is a long time.
Dude, no, it isn't. Not for building that thing.
I don't know, man.
It's taken 5 years for them to build Kellogg.
That's true.
And that's a bridge.
That's true.
That's a bridge.
That's Kansas, and there's no slavery. Slavery's very motivating. Like, you work real hard when slavery's involved, I feel like.
I don't know, man. It's just, it just hurts my brain. I mean, they know certain things and don't know certain
things.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's probably some weird science thing that can prove
science,
certain things,
man.
And the things you can't prove are outside of whatever that science thing can prove. So, you know, it's all science.
It's all crap.
As Cameron would say,
science.
That's what he'd say. And that would end all discussions. But I don't know if it's science. Is like archaeology, is that a science?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, the study of dinosaurs.
So, like,
study
if you're a paleontologist, are you a scientist and a historian?
A little bit of both, yeah, probably.
So does that make, what is Indiana Jones yell? That he's a scientist or that he's a historian? What is Indiana Jones?
I'm a doctor, not a scientist.
Does he say that?
No.
I don't. Why'd you just say that?
Bones from Star Trek. God damn it, man. I'm a doctor, not a scientist.
But a doctor is closer to a scientist than a historian would be to a scientist, right?
I would agree with that.
So do you have to be a science to dig in the dirt?
No, man. Yes. No.
You don't, right?
You have to be a dog. That's what you have to be.
It's true.
You could either be scientist or you could be a fucking dog.
Yeah, but dogs don't preserve the bones. They eat them.
They preserve them. That's why they buried them.
How do you... I don't know. Okay, so if you're a paleontologist,
mm-hmm.
you're digging in the dirt,
yeah.
all right? You're finding dino bones and whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you the same person who also goes into pyramids and finds mummies?
No.
Okay, what are those people called?
Well, for Egypt, there's Egyptologists.
Well, do you think that there's, like, do you think Egyptologists are, like, they're standing outside the front of pyramids watching the people dig for, like, mummy bones and whatever, and then the mummy bones are like, I think there might be some parts in the pyramid, and they're like, no, you're a digger. You stay out here and you dig.
Yeah.
Diggers don't go into the pyramid. Diggers stay in the dirt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
I feel
there's a hierarchy to who.
But I feel like the only qualification, the only difference between the people who go into the pyramids and stay outside the pyramids
mm-hmm.
is that the ones outside the pyramids dig, which, as we just discovered, a dog can do.
Right. They're basically dogs.
So they can do the same thing scientifically. Mm-hmm. Look at an old artifact and go, I know what this is and I know how to preserve it.
Mm-hmm.
But they're lower on the ladder, so they can only do it while digging. They can't do it without it being covered in dirt. You see what I'm saying? I don't understand why they're lower on the totem pole when the actual skill set is the same,
mm-hmm.
observing and dating.
They're not going to... No, you're going to get a guy who's like, I like digging, man. Digging's what I do. I'll do it with a pickaxe. I'll do it with a shovel. You just hand me a tool. I'll dig with my hands,
maybe,
man.
What it is. Maybe the real
then
conspiracy...
Then you get a dude who's like, this artifact was from the
Ching
Chong
right.
dynasty Ching back Chong. In...
Have you been watching the World Cup? No,
yes.
We're Americans. So.
Portugal's there, man.
Russia just
They're
won.
Doing stuff.
I know that.
Soccer.
No, football.
Football.
So I think the real conspiracy here is, man...
Yeah.
Is that when you watch a movie and there's some scientist digging out in the dirt.
Right.
Okay? That's not really happening.
No.
I think they hire the hayseeds who love to dig
yeah.
to dig, and they just stand there and supervise.
Yeah.
There's no actual, like, I found it moment, you know?
Right.
It's always, that guy found it, put my name on it. I think that's what really is happening. So Portugal's out, by the way.
Dang it!
So good job, man.
I don't know anything.
Yeah, I mean, you should have just went with what I said and know we're American.
Yeah.
I mean, that would have been the easiest thing to do.
I tried to be there.
We're white American males. We don't watch the World Cup, so.
England are winning this?
I mean, we have British viewers that Morris said that they are not. He's very adamant that they're not winning.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. No, don't speculate. Just end. We
don't know.
Man. We don't
I'm pretty
know.
Pretty sure soccer is a sport.
It's not
played.
Soccer. It's football.
It's soccer.
It's we're soccer
American.
Here,
yeah,
but it's football
it's
to everyone
soccer.
Else.
No.
Yes.
No.
We're in such the minority with our soccer, man.
They're wrong about soccer, and they're wrong about the metric system.
Did you see that the Seattle Contenders, which apparently is our soccer team, is dropping the word Seattle from it?
They're just the contenders?
I guess. I don't know how that works. Like, why would they? Why is that news, and why do we care?
Who are, what sport? What?
Soccer.
Oh, that's why, because no one's going to know.
Right, they're just going to, just contenders, you know. See, it is, see?
No.
Football.
Yeah. No.
Chat confirms. It's football.
It's soccer, and it's also a foot, not a meter.
Do you know that the UK uses feet?
No.
Yeah. They use foot inches, but they use liters and meters. It's weird.
Meters is the
like,
distance.
The English is... The UK uses the imperial system like we do.
Hmm.
Yeah.
No.
Morris told me that, man. He doesn't lie.
I think he lies.
Why would he lie?
Because the dude comes in here and says RIP Boogie every fucking
well,
time.
Well, that's
I
just
see
to
him.
Troll us, though.
He's trolling you about
I think,
that.
No, I don't think he trolls
yeah,
more than that
man.
One RIP Boogie thing.
Dude. He likes to troll.
I mean, yes.
So he, this
but he also
deep,
he
deep
also
lingering troll.
No, I feel like he also likes to say when I'm wrong.
I mean, he also does that.
So yeah. When I say
yes, I want to break down.
When I say,
do you use feet?
The U.S. is the only place that uses the imperial system of measurement,
mm-hmm.
and Morris says no, England uses it.
Well,
that's not a troll.
Like
England?
No, there's one other place.
Probably Australia or something.
I think it's like. Saudi Arabia or something.
Sure, Saudi Arabia. All right.
Pretty sure they use.
Let's go
feet.
With that, dude. Let's go with that.
Mainly,
Saudi
I think
Arabia.
For the oil. I'm pretty sure that's why.
Okay.
I'm right.
Gallons.
I'm
oil.
Right here. Yeah.
I feel like they don't do that. You guys spell color wrong. Yes.
Yeah, it's calor.
Yeah, calor.
Calor.
Yeah.
Yes.
We spell a lot of things wrong.
That I knew. Uh-huh.
I also learned yesterday or the day before, not totally sure, that what we call jelly,
mm-hmm.
all right, here in America,
right,
they call jam.
Yeah.
Which we also call jam here.
Mm-hmm.
Jelly and jam, same thing here.
Right.
But what we call jelly, they call jam, and what they call jelly is our jello. It's like the viscous substance that wiggles. They call jelly. We call it jello because our jelly is jam. Like, what it, why?
Why? Well, jello's a brand, isn't it?
Right, but why couldn't they call it jelly? I know, I was blown away. Look, here, I'll Google it. Watch this. Watch this, okay?
Watch it.
Images.
Oh, one.
I just Googled the word
one,
images.
Oh,
that's not what I meant. Okay, so if I go
that's
jelly,
facts.
If I go to jelly, okay, in Google Images, this is what comes up. This right here, that's jelly. Pineapple jelly recipe. So see, Sam, some more. Let's go with that. This to him is jelly.
Right.
Okay? This to us right here is jelly. That's jelly to us here in America.
Yeah.
That's our jelly. All right, but this in UK, this is jelly. To us, this is jello. So if I search J-E-L-L-O, jello.
Yeah, see, it's a brand.
This is what our jello is. That's their jelly.
We just got conditioned by the brand, man.
Sam, I'm just going to call him Sam. Easy. Okay. So see? Like, this company literally put a monopoly on jello.
It's like tissues and Kleenex.
Well, it's not like that.
It's like that, because I'm like kind of a Kleenex.
No, I don't. It's kind of like that, but it's not like that, because jello is just jelly. But they've conditioned us all to think that jelly isn't jelly. It's jam. And then jello's like, all of your jelly is now jello.
Yeah. I'm telling you, they
like
got a monopoly.
They evicted a word out of our dictionary.
It's the one monopoly that's left here in America. They got the whole jello. Old jello
I mean, there
game.
Isn't another jelly.
Jelly, no.
No, it's no. just jello
it's
here.
It's literally just jello.
Like, what they did, what
Cola
they
pop.
Did, well, it depends on the part of the
pop
country.
Pop or soda, one of the two.
Yeah, I call it soda.
Sody pop.
Soda. A lot of the people in the southern U.S.
call it pop. Yeah,
I think I'm weird that I say soda here.
Yes.
I also say caramel and not caramel, which is abnormal for this part of the country.
How about aluminium?
Aluminium, I do not say. I say aluminum like an idiot. Hey, Menace, how you doing? But then down in like the way south, they call it Coke.
Yeah.
They
just straight branded
Coke.
Again, man.
Straight Coke. No, she in the USA, I said, what flavor cola do you want? I don't know anyone who says cola. Those people need to be drummed out. Cola. But yeah, pop, soda, those are the big reigning supreme. You usually say soda or pop. That's usually the one.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, jello literally took over the word jelly here in America. It's amazing.
Soda pop.
Soda pop. Someone calls it soda pop. Like,
can I get a soda pop?
Like, those people need to be drummed out as well.
Coke is also UK.
But yeah, that blew my mind. Like, I don't remember what we were talking about. Oh, I said I had never had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in my life. And Morris was like...
What?
Well, yeah, people were shocked by that. I've also never had a meatball sub. People are shocked by that. It's like, I've never had them, okay? People are like, how have you never had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Yeah,
and Morris,
the meatball sub thing, that one's more understandable. But I've never had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, man.
Never happened. I've never had the opportunity. People in chat were like, didn't you ever have a
You're
peanut butter?
You're an adult.
Yes.
You have a child.
Yeah?
You've never made a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
No, why would I make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
It's the easiest lunch to make for a child.
I just make a
Two pieces of bread, peanut butter, jelly, smush them together. I've eaten those this year, very recently. I have peanut butter and jelly and bread in my fridge. I eat that.
I mean, I make...
That's... crazy.
I make turkey sandwiches for my kids.
Is trash?
Well,
what?
Hold on. Here's the thing. Like, see, Sam is from the UK, just like Morris was.
Whoop, Taylor! For shame.
Taylor just has good taste. When I said PB&J, never had it, Morris was thinking in his UK brain that we're putting jello onto a sandwich. And he's like, what are you guys talking about?
Peanut butter and jam, man. You got that's weird.
Yeah.
I thought because I had peanut butter and jelly jam. I had peanut butter and jam sandwiches when I was younger.
Right.
So much.
Right.
So much where I got really old and I hated it and I never wanted to.
I don't think my mother ever made me PB&Js. And like chat was like, well, didn't you used to have it in school? Like if you didn't have a lunch, they would make you a PB&J. Yeah. And I'm like, my school didn't have lunch. Like my school, the entire career of my school, I had to bring my own lunch. If I didn't bring my own lunch, I went hungry because we didn't have kitchens or kitchen staffs or anything like that because I didn't go to a real school like most people did. So I just never in my life, if my mom never made me one, I never had a PB&J. Not once in my life have I had a PB&J.
I'm so confused by you now. Your life is a little bit more explained.
What's weirder to you, that I've never had a PB&J or I've never seen The Departed?
PB&J. PB&J.
Just a peanut butter sandwich is good, add jelly, and it's a dumpster fire.
What in the hell?
I mean, I honestly can't comment on this, to be fair, because I've never had one.
It's just so dry then, Taylor.
I mean, peanut butter's good.
It's peanut butter and bread.
Sounds
that's a recipe for a dry throat right there.
Well, you can have water with it.
Well, yeah, you'd need it.
You'll have mush mouth if it's only peanut butter.
Yeah.
That's what
mush mouth.
Mush mouth.
Mush mouth.
Just a mushed mouth kid. No, never had a PB&J.
Good lord, man. You go hiking.
And?
That's like the ultimate snack for a hiker.
Why would you eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
You don't need it warm. You don't need it cold. It's got protein in it. It's got a whole bunch of good and vibrant nutrients.
It'll make you thirsty as sin, man.
That's why you have water with you, isn't it?
Yeah, but you don't want to be
super thirsty
when hiking.
But that's why you also put jam on it.
We have crisp sandwiches.
What is that?
I don't know.
They're toasted sandwiches?
Maybe. Because I know crisp to them are our chips. Right?
Chip sandwiches?
Like our chips are their crisps. Right? Because their chips are our fries. Isn't that how it is? Like if you get fish and chips, that's fish and french fries.
I think so.
Yeah, so I think their crisps are potato chips for us. It's super confusing, dude. And honestly, the real thing here is that they're doing it right. Like, I don't know who over here decided that, nope, jelly and jam are the same thing now. Jell-O is jelly. That's it. That's what you call it, Americans. That's the deal. When they have jelly, which is Jell-O, and jam. Easy.
And also, they call it just chips, which is pretty bland. And then we have to give credit to the French all the time.
Which I don't think had anything to do with it, because I doubt a French would ever deep fry a potato.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't feel like the French would ever do that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, you call the chips sandwiches. Blame Trump. Okay, that's easy to do. We'll blame Trump, and if it's earlier than that, we'll blame Obama.
Oh, right. Obama.
Didn't your school have lunch? Isn't that against the rules? I mean, apparently not.
It's probable.
It's private schools. I don't think private schools did anything.
Yeah.
Didn't matter.
I mean, my lunch, I had to pay for it, but...
Yeah, well, you went to a real school.
I definitely had a very long lunch line.
Yeah, I didn't. We didn't have lunch in my school.
We even had a salad bar.
I literally, Matthew, who, XH Point Matthew in chat, if you want to see a photo of him, I don't recommend it. It will scar you. But Matthew, who I met in high school, he used to bring a sandwich-sized Ziploc bag full of powdered Kool-Aid mixture, you know, just the powdered sugar that you make Kool-Aid with. You know, you're supposed to dump it into water. Mm. And he would just eat it, just plain. To get him through the day. So that's that's the kind of school I went to. So,
what?
Yeah.
Like literally just the powdered Kool-Aid?
Yeah, he'd just open up a bag and he'd just, you know, lick his finger and just eat the...
That's weird.
Eat the Kool-Aid out, man. You say school, is that college or university? Because that'll change. No, school for me is kindergarten through 12th grade. Pre-college. That's what we mean. We call university school. Or, sorry, college. Everything's college. Harvard's a college. Community colleges are colleges. They're all college. No one says university.
Universities, they're in their names.
Well, yeah, like we're like, where are you going? I'm going to the University of Kansas. Okay, but that's still, where'd you choose to go to college?
Right.
University of Kansas. That's how we would say it there.
No, I get you.
Yeah.
Still, I'm more blown away by the Kool-Aid thing and the never had peanut butter thing.
Dude. I'm telling you, I've lived a weird life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why do you think I ended up podcasting? I mean, what do you think? But you think I made a lot of right decisions to end up here in this chair? Definitely not.
Just learning weird things about you, man. I thought I was
I'm surprised
know,
you didn't
but,
know about
yeah.
the Matthew thing. He did that for years after he graduated
no,
high school.
Didn't know that.
Like, he, you would have known him. He used to carry around Ziploc baggies full of Kool-Aid powder.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Yeah, and, like, that's his crazy. Father's in the Air Force. Like, they were not poor.
Mm-hmm.
He just ate Kool-Aid powder. Just because he liked it.
That's weird.
I mean, that couldn't have been good for him. Obviously,
no.
it couldn't have been
obviously,
good for him.
No, that probably is bad. Very bad for your
yeah,
brain.
I can't believe he didn't know that. I feel like he would have done that when he was on our show for a while, you know? We have preschool, then junior school, then primary school, then secondary school, then college, then university. All right, we have preschool, then we have grade school, then we have elementary. No, grade school and elementary are the same thing, right? Preschool, elementary school, middle school, high school, college.
Yeah.
That's what we would have. That's how we would do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you like... You could do more things in college, like get your master's degree, get your doctorate. But those are all still part of college for us.
I think they'd have that, too.
Well, yeah, but they have college, then university.
Oh, then university?
Yeah, that's what he said. Preschool,
what?
Junior school, primary school, secondary school, college, university.
That's yeah. weird.
And I guarantee you they're not eating Kool-Aid out of Ziploc bags over there. They're just not doing it.
There's one Asian kid that's doing it.
Why Asian? Stereotypes?
They're weird.
Okay, all right.
They're weird.
Sure.
My people are weird, man.
Yeah, I forgot you're Asian. Yeah, yeah, that's totally right. Do you guys own guns? Colby does, because he's a freaking red-blooded, meat-loving American, man. I'm a hippie.
Yes, I have a .22 long rifle.
Yeah.
That's what I have.
And
it's
he
pump
will,
action.
He will kill you if
I
you get on his property.
The biggest scope on that thing.
Do you really?
I'm just going to snipe people.
A
no.
scope?
No.
Okay.
No.
Sitting in
no, it's like
one
the,
bedroom apartment
it's
staring
one of
at the wall
oldest,
through your
scope. Like... It just looks, it's not old. It doesn't look
doesn't
right.
it make you feel weird that he just assumes we own guns because we're American, and then you do?
Yeah, it's one of the great liberties here in the US of A, man.
Is it? Is
yeah.
it great?
If you come into my house, and I happen to buy bullets because I don't have bullets, you're getting shot.
Yeah, you also have to get your gun out and aim.
Yeah.
Before I come at you with my knife and stab you.
I could do that.
Or the gun that I own. Because of one of America's great liberties.
You don't own a gun.
Yeah, I'm also not going to come to your house, let alone break in. I'm not even going to come over if I'm invited. So, like, there's a lot of ifs in this statement. But.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So next week's stream, Chris, if you're watching, Seth needs a PB&J sandwich, and we need some first taste reactions. No, Chris isn't watching. She's at the pool with Brittany, so... Brittany's back in town, Colby's girlfriend. She was gone for 2 weeks in Portugal. Now she's back, and so now... Now we don't see them anymore during the show. They go hang out now. So
I don't even want to know. I don't really want to get into the Sam's comment.
Oh, we're not getting into the gun.
I really
debate.
Don't want to get into it.
No, I've made my position very clear on guns. Colby just has a gun. I don't even know why he has it. When did you get your gun?
It was a gift.
From who?
My grandpa.
That's actually the most American thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Did he call you son when he gave it to you?
Here you go, son.
This is a gun. You got to buy your own bullets, though. Grandpa's poor. Why wouldn't he get you bullets? That's kind of necessary.
Oh, no, he probably did. We went shooting once.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
oh, you used your bullets.
Yeah.
Okay, I gotcha.
I don't just... The bullets gotcha. Are the deadly part. If you just have a gun and it's unloading, it's not going to be accidentally shooting anything.
That's true.
The bullets, however, if you get them too hot or accidentally hit them with metal, then...
Accidentally hit him with metal.
Yeah, man, that's how they work.
Okay, I'll just take your word on that, man. I don't know anything about guns, except that I don't want one. That's all I know about.
Yeah, if you had a bullet right here, facing up in the back of it, and you hit it with a hammer, down.
Sweet. Can we try that sometime?
No.
Come on, that sounds like fun.
It's gonna explode in your hand.
You said it would go down. Which one is it, fake news?
There's a big... You know how bullets shoot, right?
Nope.
There's an explosion behind the bullet, and since it's in a very small tube...
I thought
tube,
that was in the gun.
It shoots out the tube.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in the gun,
what
but if you take that out
put
and put a bullet right here...
Put a paper
then
towel
do that.
Roll around it.
No, it's going to shoot through that.
Why?
Because it's not a metal. It's not metal.
Aluminum foil roll.
No.
Come on, man.
No.
It's long? It's basically a gun barrel.
Good Lord.
No one would expect it. Teach him a lesson. It is, by the way, 4th of July week. Speaking of explosions and gunpowder.
Speaking of America.
Yeah, man.
Get your America on. Patriotism.
Our victory over Sam's people.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, teaching them a lesson with pitchforks and
And guns.
And lots of guns. Yeah.
Lots of guns.
I mean, they had guns, too, though. Yeah. I think the pitchforks gave us the advantage.
We had better guns,
And cooler pitchforks, to be honest.
Sure.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Pitchforks?
I think we had pitchforks. Yeah, a lot of farmers and stuff. Mm. I don't really know how the Revolutionary War was won. I just know George Washington did a lot of standing on the front of a boat.
There were a lot of militias by just normal motherfuckers who had guns.
Just hiding in bushes and popping out and pop, 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 pop. A lot of stealth going on.
We let you free.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's cool.
I'll take it.
You don't want a part of this anymore.
You don't want it. You dodged a bullet, so to speak, actually. Yeah.
We had a couple good years earlier, but I think we're on the downside.
I don't know if we did have a couple good years.
That's true.
To be honest. I mean, we had, like, the entire beginning part, a lot of slavery.
A lot of white people had good years.
A lot of white people had some great years.
Hey, the British have no room to talk on that fact, though.
Why?
They have slaves all over the place.
Well, also, they're, like, 90% white there, right?
Oh, man, it just gets me rock hard! Yeah, it does.
Thanks for the sub, man.
Yeah.
Especially as we defame your country. Right, it's the best part. Even though I think, technically, I've said nothing but good things about it.
Oh, no, I'm bringing up the fact that they, you know, just invaded wherever they wanted to.
What a shocker in Africa. That the gun-toting American doesn't like the UK.
It's a whole bunch of hypocritical, uptight snuffy-wuffies.
Snuffy-wuffies? That's a good word. Thanks for the sub, man. I appreciate that. Thanks. Welcome, welcome. How is this? Just we're going to keep on being dummies. Dude, I have... I've been having weird dreams lately. I want to talk about that today.
Okay.
I want to ask you how your party last night went,
because
I saw some Snapchat photos of... okay, so for those of you who don't know, Colby and I have a mutual friend. His name is Tone. All right, T-O-N-E. I appreciate it, man. Free subs, same to us as a paid sub. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
I guess you went to a friend of Tone's house...
Yep.
The party house you always go to that's on a lake.
Yep.
And they had a community fireworks show.
Yep.
And parents were invited.
Yep.
And generally when I look at Tone's Snapchat story, it's a lot of him just, you know, throwing up gang signs and smiling, picking his nose, Tone, you know, doing a lot of that stuff.
Tone.
You know, doing a lot of that stuff. Oh, and but last night, it was a bunch of old women playing Jenga.
Yeah.
Do you ever do you not look at that and just go, what is my life right now?
No, it's a parent night, man.
But did you get blasted or like with
me?
On Miller Lite?
Yeah.
So whose parents were there? Tones
were there.
The homeowners?
They were drunk. Okay. Yeah, man. They were having a great time.
What about the friend? Were her parents there?
The
person
friend.
Who owned the house?
Yes. Yes.
It's weird, man. Yeah, I hate Jenga. I have hands. The size.
You would have been great
at
this one, man. It's life.
No, I
bigger.
Saw it. I saw it. I would still be bad.
Oh yeah, but
I'd be bad. And Colby invited me last night. Did you know they were going to go to beat Jenga there last night?
No.
Okay. If Colby would have invited me, knowing full well that there would be Jenga there, there wouldn't have been a show today. Friendship would have had to end.
No.
Gilfs? Yeah.
I knew she had a life size Jenga set. I did not know it was going to be whipped out last.
Okay. Night. All right.
As well as a Yahtzee set.
Were there any Gilfs there?
I don't know.
Okay.
No.
All right.
I don't think GILFs. No.
Okay. Smilfs.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not GILFs.
Right.
Yeah, okay. All right, just making sure.
Yeah, man. I wasn't really a part of the whole parent time.
Well, how's that work?
I was, up there.
You're just sitting off by yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I was there. Black Cameron was there.
What?
Yeah.
That's weird.
I know, it was cool, though.
I mean, yeah, but that's weird that he's there.
He was there, then Pinella, and then...
Tone, his name is Tone.
A couple other people.
Mm-hmm.
Varied.
Yeah.
Came and left and...
I don't know, Chad, if you've seen that episode, but it's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, where they go tailgating at a practice game. And Charlie is just sitting in a lawn chair pounding beer by himself.
That's me.
And that's what I imagine you're like at these parties.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if there was a camera shot... Okay, of the party. Like, let's just imagine a bunch of MILFs playing Jenga, okay, and then a few 25-somethings, you know, drinking Miller Lite. The camera just slowly pans across that scene, and then it just zooms in, and you're just, like, as far away as you can be without not being part of the crowd, just staring and drinking Miller Lite by yourself in a lawn chair. That's the scene that I paint in my head of you
I
at this place.
I have a girlfriend that is there.
Okay, so she's next to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also around more people.
Hmm.
I was not alone.
Yeah, you had your girlfriend there. That's it, right?
No.
Who else was near you? Black Cameron. Black Cameron. That's
Pinella.
It.
Maddie.
His name is Tone, and you should put some respect
on it. I can't not.
His name is Tone, man.
Nah.
Tone. I don't know. So the parents were all playing Jenga, and the kids were all sitting together?
Ish.
Okay.
Not really.
Were the fireworks good,
People
man?
Mainly, you know, did, like, circled the party. They okay. went up, they
I don't know,
here,
I don't,
and
I don't
they
go
came
to
back
parties
down, and then they
like
hung
that.
Out, and then they went back up, and then, yeah.
No, I don't do that. I don't go
there's a couple groups, man.
Okay.
There's a couple groups.
Were the fireworks
there's a lot of
good?
People there. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, they were cool.
Okay. A lot
they
of enthusiasm
great.
Just...
They were a little short. I don't know if it was... I went last year, and I was blasted. Like... Much worse than last night.
Really?
And I don't know if it was that for that reason that it was better.
We did a show last year.
Yeah.
Didn't we? Maybe we should look that up and see how we did.
Black camera. We know two Camerons. Sam.
Yeah, there's a white Cameron and a black Cameron.
Yeah.
And in order for us to differentiate
them...
We
become racist.
Well, we call him white Cameron, too.
Yeah.
I mean, for the record. We're just not like Cameron and black Cameron. We say white Cameron or black Cameron. So.
Yeah.
Although I think earlier today we did mention Cameron when we yelled science and we
you
didn't
did.
Say white Cameron.
Yep.
So I am a hypocrite.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Way to go.
But he owns the gun, so I win. There you go. That's how you distract people in American politics. We're like, I'm not
guns.
Racist. He owns a gun. So that's how you do it, you know? Just yell.
God, can we use that photo again, man?
This one?
Let's just go back to that.
This?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a very good, like, descriptor of our face. It's really bad here because you can't even see.
Well, yeah, whose fault is that? Yours?
Yeah. I mean, it's not meant to be a photo that you can see. All right, we're going to skip past. Well, okay, so it would have been July of last year. God, we've done too many shows. So it would have been the second, probably? Because we only did weekly shows. We only would have did Sunday. Did I see the YouTube video of fireworks in Detroit? Literally let a stupid amount of fireworks in 10 seconds. Like, they accidentally set them all off at once. I didn't see that video, but that sounds hilarious.
No, I think it was Monday. I think that's when it happened, because the 4th was
so
on
it would
a
have
Tuesday.
Been, so it would have been the 9th.
I think I was off both. Yeah, see? You're Mr. Website Builder. I like the photo.
Yeah, he says I like the photo.
Yeah, it's a good photo. Yeah.
It's just me, man!
It was zoomed out.
See, Seth saw Spider-Man, gave his review. Colby drunkenly watched 7 movies. Some were good, some were bad. Colby gives his thoughts, plus Koreans may be attacking. Colby played Truth or Dare Jenga. That's a year ago. We haven't changed at all. Like, it's just... There's no evolution in our lives.
Hey,
this is an episode
reverting.
A
it's
year...
better than reverting.
This is a year later, man, and we're talking about Jenga again.
Mm-hmm.
Drunken watching movies.
Yeah.
The only difference is we're more racist now because we're getting older. That's the only difference.
Yeah, that's about it. That's fine.
Actually, no, because we talked about Koreans attacking us, so that's also probably racist.
Oh, man. Yeah, we're never getting into any sort of government office ever with the amount of shit that's on online.
1 year later, you guys are recycling topics. If it wasn't for Twitch chat, we could just replay our last year's video and no one would know.
That's true. That's kind of true. We're better. We're
Are
better.
We?
Yeah.
We say that, but if we go back and listen, we're probably worse.
Nah.
We did those episodes on YouTube. No one watched those.
Right.
So we could easily go back
and
just replay those early episodes, you know.
I don't know, man. We got to pick days where
problem is that
Twitch,
I've been time stamping the new episodes like right here for quite a while now. Like, it shows the time and the date. And the reason I did that is because I used to do reruns of the show throughout the week, and people would be chatting and then getting mad that we weren't responding to chat, even though in the title, like, there were literally titles of the show that's like, "This is not live. Please do not chat," as the title of the rerun. And people would still chat and be like, "Hey, why aren't you responding to chat? Bad streamers." And so we stopped doing reruns.
Right.
And ironically, I put that up for the reruns after we stopped, so it wouldn't have mattered. But now people know it's live because you can see what time it is here for us. All right? There
That's
you go.
Duh.
The only difference would be you guys would have mustaches to show a time difference. There you go.
We'd have to get fake ones.
And we could just block out that bottom part.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a little sad that that's what we talked about. Just the same dang thing. But yeah, I mean, we've almost been on Twitch a year, I think. Because I do believe I got this PC over 4th of July weekend last year.
Oh, yeah.
So, I did have to do some upgrading. Like, I had to update that. I think I remember seeing you around before, Sam, but I'm glad that you checked us out live. I appreciate that. Our YouTube views are just horrible. They're way down. Dude, I don't want to be a downer, but our June was the worst month for us financially since we started this show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see a whole lot of.
I think we're milking our audience dry, man. We're not giving them enough new stuff.
Oh no!
I think it's this show.
I think it's your show.
I think it's this. What do you mean? You think I'm stealing all the money? Stream. Then I take back all negative comments. If that's the case, chat, continue to give me money and not this show.
I'm pretty sure you're working harder at it than I am.
Well, yeah, that's what I do for a living, exactly. So I would have to, but.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube is so much harder, to be fair. Oh, it totally is, especially since we're not even trying to YouTube. It's just like we're just putting them up. I'm going to tell myself that YouTube is suffering because more people are watching us live than they used to. Like, people used to go check out the VODs, but now they want to be involved in the chat. Like, that's what I'm going to tell myself is negative. But in reality, I just feel like we're dying. And yeah. Menace, thank you. That's the way it should be, and please continue to do that. Colby does not need the money. He has a full-time job.
I like the money, though.
Nope, don't give it to him, though. If you have extra, give it to Colby. If not, give it to me. And then if you still have extra, continue to give that extra to me. But if you have extra on top of your extra, consider giving that to me. And then if you feel bad for Colby, which you shouldn't, because he's going to a Red Sox game next week instead of doing this show, then give that money to me as well. So, am I going to a Red Sox game next week? No, I'm not. Nope.
You decided to be a fucking personality on the internet.
I did. And now I need to beg for money full time.
Yeah.
And you don't get any of it. It's my money.
I know. And I'm mad about it, you piece of shit. You stole our damn emote.
No, I deleted it.
Uh-huh.
It's gone.
Uh-huh.
It's gone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Sub to me, get the hog for free. That's...
Then it's not gone.
It is. It is gone. Yesterday I deleted it for the Team Chris emote. But because we could only have 5 of those better Twitch TV emotes.
Oh, really?
So I deleted the hog and put Team Chris in there. But Team Chris got denied, so I'm going to put the hog back up. And then sub to me, get the hog for free.
Why did it get denied?
Because it had text that couldn't be read at all sizes.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's so stupid. It's the worst. But it's fine. Chris didn't want it up there anyway, but I'll put the hog back up now so you can sub to me and get the hog for free. Twitch.tv/ZSWIGGS. There you go. Do more game streams? Colby would die. Colby would die doing more game streams. I think it's this show, to be honest. I think it's the Sunday show.
Yeah.
That brings us down. I think we should... How about this? How about Monday and Thursdays? Monday evening, Thursday evening.
Sure.
Does that sound better or worse?
It sounds like a lateral move.
Well, I think the evenings are better, though. The problem is that Sundays are more for the international viewers. Like, Sam would never be here if we did a show Monday evening because it's in the middle of the night.
That's true.
Yeah. Also, Colby played Fortnite last Thursday. Colby plays games. It's on our YouTube pimp. It's also here on the Twitch. Yeah. In the collections.
He might have seen it. He might want to see you play it
with me. I'm bad. You might as well just split screen a photo of paint drying.
Uh-oh.
And then also put on the other side Colby's gameplay. It'd be the same thing. Play Emily is away. Okay. I can add that to the list. The list lives in our Discord. So that's where we have stuff. So next week, Sunday, it will be Monday. No, we're not actually going to change. We're just thinking. I'm just thinking about ways so more people watch. Like, we have average, like, right now we're like 3 episodes a week. If we get 12 concurrent viewers, over 30 days, we're going to move to 3 shows a week. All right. Last month, we had 9 concurrent viewers. Over the total of the month, I'll just look. It's gonna hurt whatever it says. This time we had 8.5. Okay, so I guess technically that's up. It says it's up. Okay, so in May we had 8.0, in June we had 8.5, but our live views are down, our followers are down, our revenue is down. So, but if the revenue is down because you guys are giving me money, keep it up. But the followers and the live views, that, like, the live views to me is what really hurts. Like, the revenue, to be honest. Like, it's not... The revenue is kind of in flux. Like, the revenue goes up the more that, like, views go up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, fake account, watch my tablet. I mean, if you do that, that's fine. I'm happy to do 3 shows a week. 3 shows a week would be fine. We do a Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday. That's the plan. But, like, I don't know. I can only get on Twitch at 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Okay. So that's not right now. But he did say he usually can't watch, so yeah. that's the reason. So you could watch that's prime time for my stream, because I stream 5 p.m. your time to 11 p.m. your time Monday through Friday. That's when I stream solo. But that's part of the thing. Like, going this show solo. Right here is the only going time solo. That like we can get the UK people that's not in the middle of the night. Like, more like the UK and like I have so many people in my chat from Finland, Poland. I have someone in there from Denmark. Like that, of course, I have a couple UK people. Mm-hmm. Like all those people, they're all from Europe, and it's in the evening from them. But they don't ever watch the Thursday show because it's 4 a.m. for them when it starts.
Right.
And so, like, so that's the bad thing for moving to a Monday night. But then again, let's see how many viewers we have right now, because I don't really like looking at view counts. We have 6 viewers. Like, that's half of what we usually have on Thursdays.
Yeah.
So do we do this 2-hour long form show on Sundays? Mm-hmm. Where I personally believe we do our best content during this show because it's long form.
Uh-huh.
People don't like to listen to 2 hours of radio. Oh, Jesus. He's back! Oh! Basement brain! He's alive.
He is alive.
He's alive,
that's
chat.
Surprising.
He's alive. We're glad to see him. Hi, he says. $21 donation, and now jeez. I've almost died twice today to the sub sound and the foghorn.
Likewise. Basement, where have you been, man?
Yeah, what's up, man? Where you been?
We've been missing out. Right.
Well, I thought you were dead, but
he
I kept seeing you in the
said
Discord.
That you were dead before the show started.
Yeah, I did. I did. I was talking about you. Don't be dead. But yeah, thanks for the $21.
Yeah, man.
Dude, like this is how long Basement Brain's been gone. Okay, like if you are the top donator or the top cheerer in the Discord, you get a special designation.
The big D.
You get the big D, so mm-hmm. you could tell like who's the donator for that week. Basement Brain has never been the top donator because he's been gone so long.
You didn't have that?
That it didn't exist back when he was top donator. That's how long he's been gone.
I gotcha.
Just been busy with work and friends and stuff? All right, man. I mean, that's fair. I mean, honestly, that's what I figured. But then again, I also just assumed you were dead.
Yeah.
Like, there's only, like, 2 things in my mind. Number one, we said something that offended him, and he now hates us. Or two, he's dead. Those are the only things that exist in my mind, because they're both negative to me, and I'm a negative guy like that when it comes to my content, you know?
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
It makes way more sense that he's just busy.
Oh, yeah.
Because he has life.
I mean, that logically, yes.
Yes.
But
yes.
In your brain, it makes more sense for you to worry that he's either
that
dead.
He's dead.
Or
yeah.
that he hates
yeah.
you.
Like, keep it 100, my dude. Logged off Twitch completely. He's gone. I figure he's dead. Don't know.
He's probably dead.
He might be dead.
That one, you probably pissed him off.
I could have, dude. This is not the first time that he's disappeared off Twitch, though. And then he came back and he was just as happy as ever.
That's an interesting...
It's weird, dude. I don't like it. But Basement Brain, welcome back, man. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, man.
What have you missed? Well, literally 10 minutes ago, we were looking up last year's July episode, and as you can see, we've actually talked about the exact same stuff for a year. So, didn't he evolve into a new screen name? Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Who, what? Keeping him?
Yeah, Keep It 100. He used to be Dwood, and right. then he changed it to DoTube, and then he changed it to As I See Things, and then he changed it to Keep It 100, my dude. And now he's just gone. Penalty shootout? That's the thing where, like, they do the corner kicks, right?
Yeah.
For the World Cup?
Right.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Is that where they all stand in the line and you have to hit it over the people? And then a
yeah.
lot of the times people get hit in the nuts?
Yeah.
Is that what
so. Well, they cover them up, right? Like,
right.
they do the cross over the genitals? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. I don't
nope.
know, man. Football.
Nope.
Nope. All right.
Nope.
We're just wrong.
Yeah.
We're just wrong. No more dude. Yeah, there's a lot that's changed. Base Brain Menace is here. He's a regular now. I don't think you guys have ever met. That's how long he's been gone.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Keep It 100. Like Keep It 100, my dude, changed from DoTube to Keep It 100, my dude, and then left Twitch in the amount of time Base Brain was gone. Like he
wasn't
missed.
He has IC things too.
Yes,
that's right.
He missed an entire thing, life cycle of a user. It is absence.
Virtual handshake.
It's pretty great, dude. But yeah, I'm just... I'm just dying.
Oh, yeah, Basement. Not much, man. Not much. I have a girlfriend. I don't know if you caught that part.
I think he was here when Brittany was a stream.
Yeah.
Do a YouTube reaction stream. Dude, I would love to do more stuff like that. Like, that's also part of what we could do is more like... I can't talk! Something's happening to my throat.
Yeah. Do you have water?
Yeah, I just drank some.
Okay.
My throat is just like...
Stop it.
Oh, you're starting to talk now? No, doc. So, the problem with doing, like, YouTube videos, like, we'll just talk this out on the street. That's how we handle our business.
Yeah, man.
Like, we lose subscribers on YouTube. We don't gain them. Like, mm-hmm. at one point, we had 25. We're down to 22 now. Uh-huh. I don't know how that works. Because, literally, if you subbed 10 years ago and we put up our first YouTube video, that content is the same as it is now. We've always been these two dorks.
Right.
Okay? Always. So, like, how do we put... Do we worry about putting content on YouTube if no one's going to see it? Like, would you Twitch people even care about going and watching a YouTube video? Do we do premieres here and be like, we're going to show it first on Twitch and then put it up on the YouTube? Is that how we do it? I don't know how any of that works, man. You're the YouTube guy. Maybe what... Okay, here... Oh, here you go. This is the idea. Boob, chat. This is it. This is going to change the show forever, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Get behind this, chat. I am the creative director... The creative force, the driving force behind our Twitch live shows. You do all of the canned, pre-produced content. Boom.
What?
Yeah. So what? I'm in charge of everything live.
Uh-huh.
You're in charge of everything pre-produced. And we can split up the workload, so you could do all the creativity stuff over here on our bits and our pre-canned stuff, and then I'll do all the live things. Huh?
You want to trust me with that?
Yeah. I think you can do it.
You trust me to be creative.
Yes, I think you're hiding behind a veil of I'm not creative because you don't want to do it. So I'm going to push through your bluff.
How long has it taken me to make a Seth and Colby?
Oh,
brand?
You're still not done, so that timeline is up in the air.
So you want that guy to make YouTube content?
Yes.
Not even make it, but like think of it.
Well, what I want is for that guy to want to do it and then do it. That's what I want. I want you to want it.
Out on the town. What? No. No, not me out on the town. No fucking way.
Yeah, why not,
I'm
man?
Not turning into Tone. I'm not going to be recording the shit I do.
Why not?
Because.
People would love that.
No.
People would love it.
I would hate myself.
Why?
Because I would be Tone.
No, you wouldn't be Tone.
Yeah.
Because you are talented.
I am not.
Mm-hmm.
I am not.
If you weren't talented, why would I do this show with you?
I don't know. Well, I don't know why you do now.
Colby has blue balls of creativity. He just needs an outlet, a sweet release. See? See? Basement Brain knows, man. He's one of our longest supporters. He knows.
I have no idea what that means.
I mean, he's saying that you could be creative if you get out there and do it. You just need to do it. He's slaying slay, Colby, slay.
No.
That's what he's saying.
No.
That's what he's saying.
You would actually have to go outside to participate in some of these
videos.
I would
do it. If you came up with the ideas, I'd do it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're like, Seth, we're going to do a flip tire video, I'd be like, let's do it, man.
We've been talking about doing that forever.
Yeah, and you haven't ever put it together, so.
Vlogs? To get what does that mean, Basement?
Just needs to get savage,
get
dude.
Get savage?
Get savage. Let's riot! Get savage, man. I don't know what get savage means.
That
either.
Is not. Too close. That's not. I'm not a savage person.
You're pretty savage.
I'm a very contained individual.
What is your thoughts on this? SO151BA. My thought is I don't know what it is.
Yeah, confused. Ignore that. I don't know what that is.
Okay. All right.
Ignored.
Move on. I will donate as soon as I see the tire flip video. There you go, man. There's money for you.
Mm-hmm.
There's money for you.
Mm-hmm.
Minutes, if we don't have that video in 2 weeks, go ahead and just donate whatever you're going to donate for that to the Z6 channel. Just punish him. Got to punish him.
You know what? Okay, so we should do bits on this show of pre-recorded content rather than just upload them to YouTube.
That's a great idea, Sam. Let's just do that. Like, if we'll make the pre-recorded content, we'll debut them on this show,
mm-hmm.
and then we can upload them separately to YouTube afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. You can do it.
No.
Come on, man.
I can't do
it. Why can't you do it?
Because it's been so long, man.
So long? What's that mean?
I don't know how to edit video, especially a video. Do you know how I edit video? I have the whole thing planned in my mind beforehand of how I'm going to edit what I just shot.
Okay.
If we just shoot stuff, and then I have to turn that into a funny video.
Yeah, but here's what I'm...
Never done that.
Yeah, but here's what I'm saying is that...
Also, when am I going to do that?
The word planning...
Mm-hmm.
Literally means
to plan that out.
You could plan that out.
Like when we say flipping a tire video.
Yes, you could plan out.
How do I plan that out?
You
got
to plan out where we're going, what we're gonna do. Like and how
where we're going, where a tire is.
Okay, that's not a plan.
What are we doing? flipping a tire. What else do I plan here, man?
You know how to plan, man. You shot.
I'm gonna kick Seth in the dick halfway through the video. There, I planned that.
How are you gonna know where halfway is if you don't have a plan, man?
I know the video.
Okay, then done. We're just gonna shoot it.
Yeah, it's all flipping tires. That's all it is, man. It's on us to come up with on-the-spot creative funniness.
I can easily come up with on-the-spot creative funniness. You just gotta come up with the ideas, man. I'm not getting a tattoo, man. I'm not doing it.
I could do that.
Are you paying for it?
Yeah. It's not that expensive for something small.
Yeah, what do you get tattooed on me?
A big old dick.
I knew that's what it was going to
be.
Yeah,
of course it is.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a guy, like, showing his butt
on my
right
belly
here
button?
On your chest, and then your belly button's his asshole.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we're not going to do that, though.
Yeah.
We're not going to do that one. See, Colby, he can't take it seriously, see?
No.
He's got to get those creative juices flowing. See, he can get his creative juices flowing when it comes to rage and anger.
Sure.
But see, like, that's how you see chat. Okay, we're going to have a private conversation. All right, private conversation with just me. Okay, here we go. Private conversation. You don't get to listen. All right, take your headphones off. All right, here we go. Chat. This is why you know Colby doesn't need the money, because he's not willing to go out and earn it. You see, I'll sit here and dance. I'll get a man's butthole tattooed on my belly. Okay, I'll do all those things.
No, you won't.
Just shut up. This is a private conversation. Get out. This is not your conversation. This is my conversation. Okay?
Uh-huh.
No responding at all. Even if it's agreeing with me.
I can hear you.
No, you can't.
I can hear
it's
you.
A private... butt out. Butt out of my conversation. Okay, I'm done now. Colby doesn't want money.
That's untrue. I want money. I don't want to work for it.
Okay, I mean, that's
I feel like that's relatable.
I mean, yeah, I think everyone can relate to that, but that's just not how the world works. Do a karaoke stream, dude. We're doing Just
Dance.
Yeah.
Who's gonna be the one dancing for money on this stream? It's gonna be me, not you. Me. So how about you go take that? Colby doesn't want money, but shove it right up your butt, right up your fuzzy knuckle.
I mean, that is true. You will be dancing, but. I like how you've, by the way, just given in. All your plans of hacking and all that stuff, have you given up on that?
I had no idea how to block that.
No, you can't.
No, I can't.
You can't.
Exactly.
It.
So I'm going to poorly dance for 2 hours. Piece of shit.
Hey, the audience may still not vote Just
They
Dance.
Might. I don't know why they'd want to watch me dance for 2 hours.
I don't
it's
know.
It's
going to
be bad and boring. There's no excitement. There's not going to be me making funny noises.
Oh, I think you're going to be making funny noises.
It's called dying. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You'll hear me dying.
Yeah, that'll be great.
You know how much cardio I've done? 5 minutes. And you're making me dance for 2 hours? Yeah, I'm going to be on the ground.
But see, I came up with that bit.
What?
So if you
didn't come up with it. Somebody added the fucking dancing thing
true.
To the list, and you picked it.
Yes, but I'm in charge of that. That's live content. If you wanted to make something equally embarrassing for me and your pre-recorded content, I'm giving you the opportunity
to
do that.
I'll go buy a pink tutu and a fucking clown hair and then make you go out in the middle of Old Town and just dance.
All right. I mean, if that's something you want to do, and you could pre-record, you can edit it, you can get it done,
yeah.
And we'll do it.
See, now the only thing is with these skits is who's going to be recording it?
Well, we got Chris, we got Brittany, they can record it.
That's putting effort onto people who aren't getting paid for that.
Chris gets paid.
Yeah.
Chris gets paid.
Uh-huh.
We share an income. The more money I make on Twitch, the more she gets to see me. That's enough payment for her.
Mm-hmm.
All she does is like, you work too much. That's all she says, man.
Now you're just going to be working more.
No. You work, well... Yeah, but if we're going to make more money, she'll forgive it more. That's what I mean. Yeah. Get a tattoo. I'm not getting a tattoo, guys. Stop talking about tattoos.
I need a tattoo.
It's not going to happen. What tattoo are you going to get? Let's click this link. If I can. I can't click the link. Can you send the link again? I left chat, so. Because
yeah.
I went to our analytics.
I need
so.
To get this filled in.
What are you going to put there, man?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I was thinking like drumsticks.
Okay.
That's drumsticks cool. With like a silhouetted drum kit in the back.
Okay.
And then around the drumsticks is like a banner with like music notes of a song I like.
That sounds awesome. Sounds like you really thought it through.
This is all Brittany's idea.
Okay, well, what's that matter?
I'm just saying.
I mean, if you are you one of those people that you worry, like, if you guys ever break up, you'll look at your arm and go, oh, it was her.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I didn't think
no.
so.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, I know, but, like, yeah.
No, but I just want to make sure that it's going to look good when I'm older. I'm going to be like, yeah, that's still cool.
Okay. I mean, drums are a huge part of your life. I think you'll be okay with
I
that.
I think, yeah, I know. That's why I want to go with that. But
you should put my face on there, too.
Push-ups for bits? I can do that.
Yeah, push-ups for bits. Colby's got that, man. He will also lick blinds for $50.
Yeah, I will.
He said that he will go back here to these blinds, and he will lick them for $50.
Yeah. Basement, you're pretty close. You can get that done. Just saying. Just
And Colby's not removing saying. Any clothes, so he's not... I don't think that qualifies him as a stripper.
It's not really work, though, is it? The push-ups? That's work.
Work for me.
Yeah.
I don't know. Licking blinds isn't really work. Licking blinds isn't really work.
Basement, I really want $50. That's what I really want, man.
All right. So this is something that Sam edited together.
Witty Mafia?
The Witty Mafia. That's a great name, dude.
That's pretty good.
Hi, my name's Lee, and I have an egg on my head, so I'm sad.
Oh, my God. This would take forever to edit.
It's falling my phone. I hate this guy.
He said this was a rage compilation from like an hour. What did he say? How long was it?
She was. I was fucking. I was cleaning up. Yeah,
just rage moments from her group chat.
My man had like Jeezy on. No. I was like,
yeah, that would take a little bit of time.
God, it would take so long, dude.
Did you give me hat? And then he put a bit mean. Of down on. Take that fucking dress off.
Because it's not only it's also
this is literally the one family member that everyone
the audio editing. Not.
Oh yeah,
like you'd have to edit the audio and then find a corresponding image for each one of it.
Yeah.
That's way harder than what I'm asking you to do, which is just get some cool flip tire animations.
I mean, clips.
Yeah, I need a Pixar film. Yeah, animations. Not what I bet. Yeah, 100 push-ups for 100 bits. Hard pass.
Yeah,
hard pass. Soft problem. Seth, problem solved. Fire Colby. Seth and Britt show, she has the creativity. And Basement Brady says, Seth's got the talks, Britt's got the creativity, Colb's got the looks. Is Britt very creative? Also, Britt's got looks as well, so. Apparently if she's creative, I don't know, man. Get her in here. I keep telling Chris and Britt to do a show, but that's going to be awkward because if you guys do ever break up, it's like I got a program, it's got to keep rolling, dude. broadcast comes first. You know, the podcast can't end just because your relationship does. It's a huge problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then we'd have to, what happens if, like, their show does better than ours? Which it clearly would because
oh, yeah.
they have boobs.
Right.
And boobs equal.
Yeah, we don't need to start that.
Yeah. But it would be great, though.
No.
I'm taking control back over Duo, man. Did I tell you that?
No.
I finally text Cameron, and I was, White Cameron, and I asked him what he pays for Duo, and he sent me, I asked him, when's the next time you pay for Duo? Because right now, he pays the hosting fee. And, like, I have this really nice server that I've been paying for ever since Camp Steak went away that I'm basically not using. That'd be great for Duo. And so I could move Duo over to it, and then it would save him money, and then I could have complete control of it again. Which, I have complete control over it now. Like, I have access to the entire site. I put the site up and all that. But yeah. Still, technically, he pays for it. So, like, I'm like, let me just take it off your hands. Just, I gotta know when you pay for it so I know when to get it done by. And he sent he's like, this is the latest thing I got from him. And he just sends me like a thing that talks about email migration. He's like, your email servers will be moved on this day from this day to this day. And I'm like, Cameron doesn't even know what an invoice looks like. And that's the man who I put in charge of Duo. So I'm taking that back over now, so.
Or you can just, you know, just shut it down.
What I'd personally prefer is like this right here to change it to a raptor teeth one, but you'd have to make that. So.
Oh, yeah. You got to wait in like a year and a half.
Yeah, I still have to wait on the branding for Seth and Colby to be done, and then we'll get that replaced.
Mm.
But yeah, that's why I'm bringing it back, dude. Repping Duo today. Yeah, we're going to get some new shows going.
Oh, yeah.
If any of you want to do a podcast, just let me know. We'll put it up there on Duo. Literally doesn't need to be.
We're reverting now. This is reverting.
It's reverting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm trying to build my media empire, man. That's what I'm doing. Try to build it. And you need to get on the train or you got to get run over.
I would prefer to get run over.
Get unofficial podcast on Duo, man. That's what we need to do. You know what? I need to, like...
Yeah, you need to pull back.
Yeah, I do. I need to pull back. He's going to hear that. He's going to be like, it's my chance.
Yeah.
The problem is, he's going to get less views moving to Duo than he would if he just stayed on his own YouTube.
Right.
But for some reason, he's going to be like, I could be on the Duo network. That's going to be good for me.
Nope.
But it's not going to be good for him. Yeah. Sam says, that took 3 minutes, took 16 hours of editing. It's mainly funny to the people in our group chat, but what you're asking him to make is easy. Yeah. Easy.
Yeah, I mean, it won't be that hard.
Yeah. So just come up with some ideas.
We just gotta go and film shit.
Yeah.
And that requires a person to film.
Which Chris would gladly do.
I'm pretty sure there's a tire at the Y.
Yeah, I know that, man. We could do some tire flips.
We can go do that right now.
Yeah, but I want to do more than one. Like, what I don't want is for us to do... I don't want to tease the audience with, like, here's some pre-made content, and then we do that, and then we wait 3 years before we do the next one.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be like, here's one every 3 months or something, you know? 3 months, to me, is even a long time. Like, one a month would be great.
Yeah, one a month would be better.
One a month would be great.
Basement, I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't just say that earlier at all.
He literally said that exact thing. Basement, how dare you insult my friend by using what he said against him? What software do we use to make this? The show you're watching now? OBS. We use OBS for this. We got a lot of OBS going on here. Dude, I'm learning a whole new programming language right now. Like, so I had this idea. Like, I want our overlays and stuff. Like, right now, this bottom bar down here, this here, I'll turn it off and on so you guys will talk about it. This thing right here. Wow, when I turn that off, you see a lot of my leg. I don't like that. So that thing right there. That we made in Final Cut Pro. It's all animated and all that stuff, and the top part we made. I made that, and I'm gonna go and slim down here pretty soon. I'm gonna make this stream and the next stream. Sorry, this stream and my Z-Swig stream is just gonna have latest sub, top tip, top cheer. We're gonna slim it down so it takes up less of the screen. Also, we've been running into a lot of people, especially on my stream, who like follow me just so get the troll of their name showing up on the. On the screen, and like, just need to move past that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so we're gonna do that, all right. Basically, you can do all of this on the web. Like, I could create a website that could animate all this stuff the same way Final Cut Pro does,
mm-hmm.
but you could build it into a website. The problem is that in order to integrate it with like Streamlabs and stuff, you have to have this really complicated API calls and all this stuff that's a pain in the butt. But I was thinking, like, I could do that.
Yeah.
And I don't know a lot of people that have ever thought of that. Like, they always just go and they use like the regular stuff, you know, that Streamlabs gives you. They just try to make it as good as you can. Well, it turns out that someone has already made an entire scripting language to interface with like Streamlabs and Stream Elements, and then convert it to HTML, CSS, run a local server on your PC, and then you can pull that in through OBS. Then you can make completely custom stuff. So I'm learning how to do that. It's a big pain in the butt, but it's going to look great.
Hmm.
You already have the followers and subs. I've been streaming 5 years. I got nowhere. You guys are almost pre-made. Well, I mean, I've been podcasting for 12 years, so... I mean, we haven't been Twitch streaming for that long, but if you consider experience, I've been doing this for 12 years. That helps a lot. So it's a lot of grind, man. It's a lot of grind. Every 3 months is fine, honestly. No, minutes. How dare you? How dare you?
He doesn't want us to do the work, man. He's on my
side. Yeah. Now you see. Now see what you done, Minus. You gave the animal.
I think 3 months is fine. No, I'm the one who said I agreed with the month.
I know, but now you're going to be like, well, Chad said 3 months would be okay.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm going to hold that over your head. Yeah, I know. But, I mean, we'll still do one.
Man, I will never forgive you for that, okay? I'll never forget. I'll never forget. Give Colby an inch, he'll take a mile, man.
Yeah, I think we should do one a year.
But anyway, so... I don't know. I feel like that's something really cool you could do. Like, make really complicated and beautiful, like, overlays and stuff. And, you know, I would just like things to, like, fade in and fade out, you know, without having OBS change scenes. And, like, say, for example, I wanted to take up one part of the screen and it just said top cheer. And then for 30 seconds, and then it faded out, and then it said top donator. For 30 seconds, and it faded out and it said latest sub. and then it said for 30 seconds and it faded out and repeated. You can't do that in OBS at all. You can't do it. It's not possible. Okay. So, it is possible. The way you do it is you build a scene that has each one of those things,
mm-hmm.
and then you build a slideshow out of those scenes. But the problem is for something like us, like where we have, you know, we have lots of scenes, like we have this and this, you know, and we have, I don't know, 3 doesn't do anything, and then we have, like, ends, like beginning screens, this screen, and ending screen, and we have all these hotkeys set up for all of our stuff. Like, every time we switched from this screen to this screen, it would restart the slideshow. And so, like, if I built a website that's just running on a server, and then OBS is using like a browser, like just pulling it up, which is what Stream Elements is. It's just a web page.
Yeah.
Like, then I could just program a slideshow on that web page. But the problem is that you can't do that with stream labels because they're local files. You have to run literally a server locally, so Chrome can pull that data. It's a whole thing.
I don't understand it, man.
It's hugely complicated, but I want it. Blackmagic, I've heard about that. Isn't that really expensive? I don't know, man. It's just, if you want to make stuff, like Games Done Quick, like, I don't know if you saw any of it, or, like, if you ever watched a Let's Play on YouTube or something of Games Done Quick, but, like, their overlays are super complicated.
Mm-hmm.
It's all OBS, and it's just, they just build websites to fill in the holes on their scenes, and then they can control it all via an interface. So that's what I want. That's what I want.
We'll get on that, and I'll get on a video of us flipping tires.
Well, I can't really do any of the new branding for this channel until I have the new branding done. So
why?
Because I don't want to make all this new stuff, and then you come
just
up and here's the color schemes, and oh, it's all different. Here's the logos, and it's all different, and doesn't fit my placeholders.
Just make it. Placement.
Just finish that before you do tire flipping. Just make that. Because I also don't want to make pre-made videos that have our branding on it, and then it changes 1 week later.
That's a good point.
Yeah. So finish our branding.
Dude, our branding sucks. All those photos we took are terrible.
Let's take more, then. If you have an idea, we can do
I
more.
I don't have an idea. Okay. So, the last one I sent you. Instead of those creepy-ass
faces. You want me to show it?
Sure. Instead of those creepy ass faces, how about I just colorize the actual photo of us like that?
Okay, this is Colby's latest creation. All right. It's less nightmare fuel than the last thing he sent us, but it's still kind of nightmare fuel-y. Like, so you're just saying take our photos and make them this color?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, instead of weird
colorizing it,
trying to vector art shit.
Okay, that's fine. Why would I be against that?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
See, people like it.
Isn't that similar to like this one I sent you up here as an example? Probably needs to. Where are they at? God, that's a long time ago, man. Long time ago. Like,
yeah,
kind of similar. Kind of similar to that.
Not at all.
Like kind of similar.
That's
to
just
that.
A black and white image.
Yeah, but it's colored behind big text. Same thing.
Sure.
Maybe straight on faces our profile and face each other. Like, we're at odds, dude.
We're not a boxing show.
Yeah, I agree. I like facing away. I don't know. That's not bad at all. I think our faces are still kind of horrifying. I told Colby not to delete that one. I think that one works good as, like, an alternate brand. Like, if we wanted to do something fun and alternate for once, you know, we could throw that up. But I don't think it works as our main brand. Because it's too weird.
I don't give a shit what our brand is.
Like, I think it needs to be less specific.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's your major problem with it, is you're trying to make it very specific. And it just needs to be cool-looking and vague.
Dude, the first one was cool-looking and vague.
No, it wasn't. It was cool. It was boring and vague. That's what it was.
Vague. That's what you get.
That's not what I mean! You know what I mean. He's just poking me. He's poking
me. I really
don't. He knows exactly what I mean. Let's just go back to this. Let's just go back to this. Can we just go back to this?
Yeah.
Just put Seth. Just type Times New Roman on that. Seth and Colby. Boom. Done with our branding. All right. Let's just do that. I think that's the perfect artwork.
What looks like a late night show?
The pink one.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't know.
That neck.
I know. Look at that neck, dude. That is thick with like 8 C's. That's what that neck is. He actually slimmed that neck down too.
No, that's horrible.
No, this is art right here. I would put this on a t-shirt.
Yeah, that's good right there.
That belongs
to the
museum.
That was
the
first attempt at the pink one.
Right. Well, I think part of the problem, like, if I would have shown this photo and then shown
the other one.
How come he doesn't show up, man?
I don't know, man.
And then shown this one, I think they would be more horrified by this one.
Yeah. I shouldn't have sent you that one.
Yeah, like, I might be tainted.
Right.
Because I can only see, like, this photo is in my mind when I look at this photo.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
I'm the same way.
Yeah. But I kind of like that we're angry. I think it's funny that we're angry, because we're, like, the weakest people. We're the beta of beta males, and I like that our album art is like us being tough, you know.
Yeah,
I kind of like that, but I kind of only like that idea because back in the, like, that's an old radio trope. Like, a lot of hot talk shows back in the 90s would take, like, these tough guy photos because they're tough guys who see women naked and they like to drink whiskey, you know. That was, like, the whole thing. And so it's like a stereotype that we'd be playing into. Mm. And that's why I like it. No one else is going to like that, because no one else likes 90s hot talk radio.
Yeah.
Except me, the idiot who's been spending his whole career trying to emulate 90s hot talk radio. So. But pink is way better. Oh, I disagree. I mean, this one, as a possible cover art, this is way better.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of art and content value to the show, this one is the magnum opus of Colby's career. I can't imagine anything so bad it's good that he'll ever make that's better than this. Like, Colby has made some "it's so bad it's good" before. This is amazing. This is your Eiffel Tower right here.
Yeah, I can't get better, which is sad, but I'll take it.
Like, I still want to just put that on a shirt, just the head, no context or nothing, to just have someone walk around the mall with it on and just see what happens.
That's terrifying. Why would you do that? I think it's mostly, well, it's mainly the eyes.
Oh,
the eyes are terrible.
Well, that's what makes this great art, is that you can literally look at it and digest it and go, wow, there's a lot of things.
What is the worst part that makes
this
so bad?
There's a lot of things about this art piece. Like, my favorite part, personally, is still the beak coming off the nose.
Yeah,
this part where there's a chicken beak just right here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, I know why it's there. It's a shadow of my upper lip and of my nose, but it's a chicken beak, and I'm really enjoying it, you know. And, like, the fact that I have a big ear over here, no ear over here, like, I feel like that's it. The neck is something, you know.
It's terrible. How do you like this?
It's so bad it's good.
I think Sam, he's being a little sarcastic there.
It's the greatest.
It's not.
It's great. Times New Roman 7 Colby Show, right over the top of it. There you go. Boom, done.
I'm going to do that just so you have it.
Okay.
That'll be it. Yeah. Just your face.
But hurry up and do the brand, because we can't update anything. We can't update our Reddit, can't update our Twitter, can't update our OBS overlays till we have a brand done. So
let's go over it then, man. We need to brainstorm together.
Okay, we can do that.
What do you think of the text?
Okay, personally, the text is okay. It's fine. I'm fine with this text.
Yeah, but fine isn't good.
Here's the reason I don't like it. I shouldn't say I don't like it. Here's the only issue I have with it. It only works stacked. So if we ever needed to do a vertical layout, we're going to have a problem. Like, if I wanted to squeeze it, like, down into where it says live every Thursday, for example, like, just a small brand in the corner next to, like, if I built an overlay that way, you wouldn't be able to read it. That would be my biggest issue.
I think it would be legible.
No.
I would have to change it.
Right.
I would definitely put Seth and Colby.
Okay. I think that's the, like, I think I would like to see it in as a horizontal logo. But this logo I'm fine with. I don't really mind at all.
It's just
this,
like, the font style. I can't.
Looks
there's
like
it's nothing.
IW Zombies?
There's nothing else than.
You talking about?
There's nothing that I'm not gonna find a sans serif font that doesn't look like Gotham. I'm just not.
Oh, I agree. Well, I'm okay with that. Like, the text is okay. Honestly, if you told me I don't like the light blues, I think it just needs a refresh to look more modern.
Yeah.
That's all it needs. But if we just want to keep the typeface, that's fine. Keep the typeface.
I don't like Gotham.
Then change it completely. I don't care.
Yeah.
I looked up zombies, and I don't see, like... Are you talking about, like, this look? Like, with this? Because I think that's what Colby's going for, is, like, the 80s cyberpunk virtual... what's that Ryan Gosling movie? Blade Runner style.
Yeah, cyberpunk.
Yeah, I think that's what he's going for. Mm-hmm. So, it's supposed to kind of harken back to that. These two designs are kind of the same idea, you know.
Is this really the new zombies?
Oh, I have no idea.
This is Infinite Warfare Zombies in Spaceland.
I have no idea.
Good
going Lord. For the Dr. Disrespect, yeah, a little bit. But see, Colby doesn't know what that is, so...
No.
He can't know that.
Is that a thing? Is he all cyberpunk?
He's very 80s. He's like the 80s Tron style.
Mm.
Respect, overlay... I know the guy who made it. Or I know of the guy. I shouldn't say I know him. But I could play you his reel, because I'm sure they made one. Yeah, here's his reel. This is like he's going for the neon and all. I'm gonna just fast forward through here because this is all very. Oh my god, dude, talk about a circle jerk. Good lord, that's 4 minutes of it zooming in on neon. Can we not?
He's really hyped about his 3D model, man.
So see, there's that, and like, see, there's like his like, see, he's got like sex couches and stuff, and. So it's got that like retro 80s nightclub style look to it. Mm. You know, it's bright lights,
yeah,
and
it's
neon
like
colors,
that.
And
yeah.
It's similar, but it's not the same, you know. And here's like there's their panels, you know. I know there's a YouTube video somewhere. I just don't know where.
Yeah, the man made that neon sign in 3DS Max. And he's like, "Dude, I made something in 3DS Max, man. It looks so cool. Look at the depth of field."
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, that
seems not wrong.
It. Well, I mean, that's what it's cool. Like, that's the idea.
I can do that for our logo. I'll make a 4 minute moving around clip of our new logo.
Dude, you won't.
I will. I don't know how to do 3DS Max, but I know a very other ghetto way.
Like,
to
see,
do
we
it.
don't need anything that's like that creative, man.
Dude, you see Colby plays games. That's my style, man.
Like, what we need here's to me the thing we need the most. Is a brand that sticks out really well in a very small space on a Twitch overlay. That's what we need. Because 90% of our brand is conveyed through this format right here. Mm-hmm. The people who stumble upon our stream just randomly and then they bounce. The only thing they're going to remember is my big fat-headed womanly voice and the brand down in the corner. That's all they're going to remember. So that's what we need to stick, is that brand down in the corner. And so, to me, like that's what I think I told you at Discord. Like, to me, you could break out of the square. Like, cover art, to me,
right.
Is
no,
so...
I tried to do...
Is, like, so passe. We don't need it anymore. Yeah. I mean, to us, like, the cover art is literally only for iTunes. And I'm not... I don't even know if people listen to iTunes.
Right.
Because I don't know why they would. All we do is play videos and talk to chat. That's all we say. Mine was Eat, Sleep, Game, Repeat. This is copywritten. Yeah, I think I've seen that on shirts before. I think I've seen that on shirts.
Why is this dude popular again? What dude?
Me.
Oh, you?
Why am I popular? No one knows.
I don't know. Are you popular?
No. I mean, comparatively to some people, yes, but compared to popular people, no.
No.
No. No. I want to find this thing. Is this it? How it's made? This might be it, dude. This might be it, dude. Aaron Endicott. You gonna let Aaron Endicott be better than you, man?
Yeah, that's fine.
He's gonna start talking soon. We're gonna see him. Does he just mostly talk the entire time?
So, guys, I wanted to do something a little special with today's...
He mostly talks this entire time. Okay, never mind. Like, how can he not make a reel of the entire thing just in action? Like...
Click on his channel, he might do it. Or on Creative Grenade, I don't know.
Well, Creative Grenade was just the 4 minutes of the neon thing. That's where we were for that.
Oh, good lord.
Like, all I want is 13 minutes of him being like, yeah, I make stuff, you know? I get it, dude. Tutorials, popular uploads, tech stuff. This guy has a lot of videos.
He's apparently a YouTuber, man. Look at him.
Like, where is just... Just never mind. Who cares? I'm not going to remember my big, fat head and womanly boy. I mean, that's a fair quote to add. So, what are we talking about? Finish the brand.
Okay. That's
the point of
okay.
this story. Finish the brand.
God. Fine. I'll do it right now.
Okay, do it. I don't know how you're going to do it. I said do it right now because I'm really curious as to what you're going to do.
I got photo editing stuff on my phone.
You're making it an app, dude.
Yeah, man. I'm not creative enough. I can do it in an app.
Dude, apps are fine as long as it looks
sure.
cool.
Nope, I deleted them.
It's going to make it Instagram ready, but...
I deleted them.
But, I mean, honestly, all I kind of want... I really just need... We need a style, an attitude, more than we need a cover art.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I get you.
Like, a really good logo, I think maybe that's the problem, like, where I've been sending you badges and simplistic stuff, because we don't need this really cool-looking cover art. We just need something that can be translated into a cool Twitch overlay.
Mm-hmm.
And then we need a quick video thing for starting soon and ending, and that's all we need, because I don't plan on getting rid of, like, this stuff. Like, we can keep that stuff. That stuff's great. We just need a refresh for this right here, you know? So, what conspiracy theories do you believe in? That lizard people run the government. That your opinion doesn't matter. That's the only conspiracy.
Conspiracy theory? That last one, I think that's just a hard
one. No, the last one is like, is your opinion doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Everything you do in life is moot and you're going to die and your presence will make no impact.
Okay, Mr. Down to Earth.
You disagree with me, man?
No.
Okay, there you go then. Jet fuel can't burn through solid steel, dude. Can I tell you about my weird dream that I've been having, man?
Because
I wrote this down. I literally wrote down my dreams.
Yeah.
All right, it's long.
Wow.
So here's the idea, okay? The reason I'm bringing this up on the show is because I've had this dream over the past week every night.
Okay.
So this is a progressive storyline dream that's been happening in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And I want someone, chat, and you guys... to kind of tell me what it means. Okay? So I wrote it down kind of like in a storybook because I'm living it this way. It's almost like I'm dreaming a movie.
Okay.
That's kind of what it's like. So I'm in the Sahara Desert and money's raining. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Okay. All right. So the first dream I can remember, okay, I'm inside a mansion. There's lots of doors. Like it's wood paneling, you know, like your standard mansion. Okay, there's lots of good doors with mm-hmm. armed guards. It's Chris and I. All right, we see lots of people walking around party attire, like formal party attire. I assume including us, but I'm not totally sure because it's still dreams. So like, there's going to be like times where we just skip details
right.
and like I don't remember because it's all still a dream. And so like, and then there's also people who look like scientists and doctors walking around, like lab coats or kind of like not super formal, that type of idea.
Okay.
We hang out in the main area. We see a lot of doctor-type people escorting sets of identical twins and triplets, like, through the lobby. People who look exactly the same, okay? They come through one of the many doors, and then they walk across hallways, and they exit via another one of the many doors in the place.
Mm-hmm.
Chris and I are just sitting there waiting. We observe, and then eventually we are invited in to a room. It's a huge room, large conference table in the middle. All right, a massive screen's hanging on the wall at the end of the table. Several people are joining in live via webcast, and all the people in the video look just like real human people who are sitting around the table. So it's like their twins are on the video board.
Okay.
And they're talking, and they're just, it's like a whole normal room, like they're not the same person, they're talking to each other, and everyone's doing the thing.
Sorry, man, chat's going real good right now.
With the conspiracy theories? Yeah, dude.
Okay, one, we live in the Matrix.
Okay. That's a good conspiracy theory. I like that one.
It's a Lonely Island video.
Oh, okay.
I love it.
My ex still loves
that one's harsh.
That's
brutal. Aliens invented Velcro. That one's pretty creative.
Never heard that one before.
I never heard that one either.
Paul McCartney is dead, and a clone was put in his place. A lookalike is Paul McCartney. I've heard that one many, many times. There are people out there who actually believe that that's true. So I don't know. I don't know. Deja vu is you and your alternate universe is in sync for a quick second. These aren't conspiracy theories. These are mind pretzels. That's all those are.
That one hurt.
Okay, so anyway, back to my dream. Okay? So we're in this conference room. There's a video conferencing up there. There's people who look the same as people who are in the room with normally. So we sit down at the table. Turns out that we're all gambling. It's a poker game. We play poker. People are doing drugs and being debaucherous, etc. I don't really remember the details.
At the conference table?
Yes. Okay. I just remember it's like a gambling party, all right, like with cocaine and the like, all right? I'm sitting next to like a corner on the table next to a door. So like I'm obviously not a big wig in here. They put me right by the door. I'm at the end of the table.
Okay.
I'm close enough to the door that I hear DEA search warrant screamed and like the door's broken in and cops bust in and they're obviously raiding the place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Chris and I, because we're close to the door, we get up and we run out before the people bust in and start arresting people. We run out to the car and we run past the agents, get in our car, we back out, we start to drive away, and then there's a lady in the back seat who screams hey at us. All right. We turn around. It's an Asian lady, party attire. She's got a double barrel shotgun, demands that we drive forward.
Okay.
Her plan is that she'll hide, and once we get to any DEA checkpoint, she's going to pop out, shoot the inspectors, okay, and then we'll escape. I'm too terrified to argue with her, so I just drive casually to the checkpoint. So, like, after this part that happens, like, this is the first night of the dream. So I wake up, and I'm like, literally, this is so vivid that I'm like, like, I could have typed in my phone, like, crazy lady in backseat, she has a gun, and, like, shown the checkpoint people. Like, I'm doing that in my mind. Like, how can I have saved people's lives, okay? Because we get to this checkpoint, and they're just asking us where we were, where we were going, and I'm like, we were here, we weren't doing anything illegal, we weren't even drinking, we just wanted to go home. So we pull up to the next checkpoint, and, like, we're slowly pulling from checkpoint one to checkpoint two. Checkpoint two is the search checkpoint. And so they pop the trunk on the car. They pull up the hatchback on the back of the truck. Lady shoots the dude. Starts shooting other dudes. I put my hands up because I don't want to get shot. I have nothing to do with this. And then I wake up.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so immediately I wake up, but I'm just like, I'm just sitting there. And just like, I could have saved those cops' lives, man. I could have done something to stop this lady from murdering people. All right, so that's like, that's my first wake up. Okay? Now, this is over the progress of several nights. Okay? I believe the next night. So I repeat the entire beginning part of the dream. But in the dream, I remember the Asian lady murdering people.
Mm-hmm.
And it all feels like I'm just repeating it again. So instead of waiting for the invite, I choose a door that the scientists are going into. And I go into one of the doors. Now inside this room, it's a big, like, manufacturing area. You know, like, those big, like in Iron Man 2, like, big, white, empty room.
Okay.
Lots of manufacturing, like, some clean rooms. There's a lot of, like, cubes of frosted glass that I could see people in, like, doing experiments or just having interviews and that type of thing inside there. I can't really tell what they're doing, but I know there's people in there. So all of a sudden, a giant AT-ST-like robot busts through the wall and just starts lighting up, just blasting things, okay? So I'm fighting this massive robot now, and I've got guns and weapons, and it's like, in my mind, it's like, I'm like hiding behind like concrete blocks and that type of stuff, like it's a video game, and then I would like turn around and shoot the AT-ST or whatever. Alright, so eventually, we run away and get to an elevator. Now, when we're in the elevator, something happens, the elevator like starts to drop, it stalls, there's like a massive explosion, and we die. Okay, and like it's like a death, like the only way I could explain it is like I'm being cooked by radiation. Like there's no fire, but it's like an intense heat, and I melt. All right, and I wake up after that.
Right.
Next time I'm sleeping, like I think these all happen in the same night. These like next two, the same thing happens again. Start in the party, go through the door. AT-ST busts through, starts lighting people up. This time we just run away instead of fighting. Okay, so we get on the elevator, and the same thing happens. Locks up, fall, get roasted, we die. Okay, so the next time we get on it, we try to lure a scientist to fight the robot in our place, because we're like, maybe the robot shoots the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
So if the robot is shooting at the scientist, and we can run away and get in the elevator and get out of there, we won't die. The elevator will take us back up to the lobby, which I don't remember taking an elevator down.
Yeah.
Like, we're just going through a door instantly finding a robot, like in the dream. But we get in the elevator, go back up, okay? The elevator, still same thing happens. Get stuck, get roasted. All right. So this time we show up to the fight, and the scientist is like we got turrets. We can kill the thing with turrets. So we're like setting up these turrets all around strategically. So when the robot busts through, so we know the robot's going to bust through in this timeline.
Okay.
We know it's happening. So I'm like reliving the same thing over and over again. So the thing shows up, the turrets get the thing goes down. Like I see its health bar, okay, and like it's going down. We're killing the AT-ST, but the AT-ST still eventually overpowers us and it kills us all. Dead by the AT-ST. Boom. Start over again. Okay.
Oh my god, man.
Now I'm at last night's dream.
Uh-huh.
Okay, last night, this is the most fresh one. We place the turrets in a strategic way and it kills the AT-ST. We win.
Okay.
All right. Us and the scientist, we all get in the elevator, same thing happens. Elevator locks up, drops, get cooked by radiation, we die. Okay? Back at it again, repeat it. And keep in mind, every time this happens, I'm doing the same thing again. In the lobby, sneak through a door, fight the AT-ST. The whole thing plays out in my mind. Like there's no like I'm truncating it for the sake of tellability. But in my dream, I'm doing the same thing over and over again, but
and
slightly
so every
different.
Every time you die, do you wake up?
Not every time.
But sometimes you die and then it just restarts at the beginning.
Yes. But it's possible that I wake up every time and I just wake up so quickly and then go back to sleep that I don't remember waking up. Because I do remember waking up sometimes, but not every time.
Okay.
So in the last one, we kill the dude, and this time we tell the scientist to get on the elevator. We forgot something. We got to go back. Mm-hmm. So the scientist gets on the elevator. He leaves without us. We get on a service elevator where we can see the other elevator from it. And his elevator goes up, gets stuck, and falls down, and he dies. Our service elevator, it says repeat monster fight way. We lure the scientist to the elevator. We take the service elevator. We can see the scientist elevator break and explode. We also see something start destroying the lab. So, like, a giant hole gets ripped in the side as we're going up, and we just see that happen. But we make it to the lobby, and we get to the lobby, and then I wake up. And this was last night. I remember distinctly waking up after that one and then going back to sleep and then having that exact same dream again. Fight the dude with turrets, win, scientists get in the lobby or get in the elevator. He goes up, he dies, we see something destroying the lab, we get to the lobby, I wake up. And that's the end of my dreams that's been happening. So, like, in my theory, I'm like, in this thing where the scientists are creating clones of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a clone of myself, and they keep running us through this simulation to see if we can escape the base. That's the only thing I could put into the material.
I'm just astounded that you can have the same dream.
That's what's so weird!
Like, I've had the same dream before, but it's been, like, months spread apart. But.
Right. Well, that's the only reason I could even write this one down is because I've had it so many times. And, like, because I'm reliving the entirety of the dream every single time, I remember the details. Like, I remember last night, I had the dream is so vivid that I remember, like, brands and logos for made-up companies on, like, the steel around the elevator shaft as I'm going up. Like, that's how vivid this dream is. Like, I'm in it, man.
Dude, I want your dreams, man.
And it's like, I'm just dying and then rebooting. Like, it's like, oh, set number 5 died. Pull set number 6 from the shelf and let him fight the robot again, dude. So, yeah, it's kind of like sci-fi Groundhog Day.
That's intense.
So what does that mean, man?
It means you're a fucking psychopath. Anybody who can have the same dream on repeat for a week is in control of your brain way too much than you know. Like, you're basically lucid dreaming.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
Into this dream.
Yeah, it's like I'm
again.
In a mix of, like, the video game Prey and Groundhog Day. And The Matrix,
like the
and
content
Westworld,
of the
it's
dream
like all
is
blurred
definitely
together.
Video games, and a lot of it. Like you can see a health bar, the fucking AT-AT
thing. Well, and the turrets are Torbjorn's turrets.
Oh right,
just randomly. But that's just stuff that rattles around in my brain.
Yeah.
I don't know if the plot itself.
I don't know where the plot. Comes
like
from.
The plot, like okay, we can explain away the setting. We can explain away the monsters. We can explain away the weapons,
mm-hmm.
the gambling. But, like...
You can't explain away the fact that you've had the same
right?
dream...
Isn't that weird?
...multiple nights in a row in 1 week.
And the weirdest thing to me is that this today, I had the exact same dream twice in a row. Like, it's the, like, every time it's been different. Like, it's crazy. Ended differently. Like, we killed the boss, then we died. Or we didn't kill the boss, then we died. Or we sent the dude to the elevator. But this time it was the same dream twice. I think I might have reached the end and beat the level, and I just replayed the last level again in my dream. Because I lived two times.
Okay, you're gonna need to have another dream so you can end the cycle of craziness.
I don't know, man.
But, that's crazy. No, I've never had a constant, like, day-to-day. I've had the same night I've woken up and gone back to sleep and continued the
dream. Right, continue the
dream,
sure.
But not day-to-day.
Right. It's literally like I feel, like, the feeling I get when I wake up is like I've been unplugged from the Matrix, and that's when I wake up. And then I get plugged back in to run the simulation a second time. Like, that's how I feel when I wake up, because the dreams are so vivid and real that, like, and like, I only wake up when I die. You know, it's weird. It's very weird. Sam says, I truly believe this. Anything felt like dropping in a dream comes from our monkey animal history of monkey leaping from a tree and missing the branches.
Dude, I don't know. Or we just don't like falling.
It's just like, how do I tell, like, what do I do? What do I do with that dream, man?
You got to stop having it.
Like, it's weird. I don't. It makes me feel uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. No,
because it feels so real that, like, I wake up, but I'm like, that.
Right.
I just had that dream
again. I've had dreams like that, too, but just the sheer fact.
Real right now,
it's
Seth?
The same thing.
Oh, my God. Look at basement brain, dude.
We're really come back to watch.
What if he's not really here? What if he's in my dreams?
Shut up.
Shut up.
The same dream on repeat for a week straight. That's too much.
Yeah.
That's unheard of.
Yeah. Well, and it's because it takes so long. Like, each one of these things is the whole, I'm at the house, I'm seeing the same things happen, but I know that I'm reliving it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I know I picked this door because last time I picked this one, and that one led to me dying. Or this one, the ATSD comes in, you know, faster than the last time the ATSD came in, so I'm going to choose this door.
Dude,
and, like, this
weird.
Time I'm going to get, and, like, there's other details that, like, I don't put in here. Like, the scientist was really tall.
Yeah.
And so, like, he had trouble. Like, there's one I left out where he gets in the escape pod with us,
mm-hmm.
but he can't fit because he's too tall. And so that's why he gets into the elevator. And so, like, the next time, I know he can't fit because he's too tall. So I tell him, just get in the other elevator. And that's why he goes up and he dies and we still live. It's like, it's so weird.
It's very weird.
So, and, like, the thing, like, I remember the logos and stuff. Like, that's what's weird. Like, I've invented this entire... I feel like it's in space, but it's not because we drove away in the first one. So part of me is like, maybe I should go back to sleep, and instead of going down and fighting the ATST, maybe I need to warn them that the DEA is coming. But what if the ATST is part of the DEA?
Or just stop having this fucking dream. Get out of this cycle of repeating nonsense.
Well, and that's part of it, man. It's like, Menace is like, so it's your fault he died, rip the tall scientist? And, like, that's what I'm saying, man. Like, every choice that I'm making, I feel like can be broken down into me, like, having my survival instinct or my ability to think on the fly in a stressful situation. And, like, I don't know, man. I feel like I need to be studied.
I'm not opposed to that.
Like, isn't it weird
just
that I'm having...
General.
Like, people in chat are being like, I've had... reoccurring dreams. Like, men is like, the only weird dream I've had is being chased by dinosaurs while hanging out with the Muppet Babies. Like, people have weird dreams.
Yeah.
Like, people have dreams that they have the same dream again months apart.
Right.
Like, that is normal. What isn't normal, I feel like, is me having a continuing simulation of the same dream night after night.
No, that doesn't sound like a dream. That sounds like you're being mind hacked.
That's what I'm saying, man!
Somebody.
It's weird, dude. It's weird.
Yeah, you're weird.
Now, I don't know how to live with it.
Think about other stuff before you go to bed. Think about anything else.
I don't know, dude. All I do is look at cute animals and boobs on Reddit before I fall asleep. That's all I do.
That's weird, man.
Like, I just try to think happy thoughts, man.
Yeah, I
try to
never,
think happy thoughts.
I don't think I've ever heard anybody say that I've had the same dream multiple nights in a row. That's not in a movie about them being
right. Well, it's not the same dream. It's the same.
It's the same world.
It's the
of a
same.
Dream.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, because
that's
the dream, the, like, you know, 100, first one, 100% of it is new. The next one, 50% of it's new. The mm-hmm. next one, 30% of it's new. The next one, 28% of it's new. 27, 20, like, it's slowly it's just becoming the same thing. It's alternate universe Seth. Dude, if alternate universe Seth is some badass gambler, I'm so mad I'm Twitch streamer Seth then. That's all I gotta say. Why does the alternate universe me have a better life?
The alternate universe, man.
That sucks, dude. Like, alternate universe Seth, not only is he living his best life, he's also, I know the alternate universe me is worse than I am. So he's also got that.
Well, there's also...
You think there's like a drug addict, homeless Seth alternate universe?
There's a Seth eating shit somewhere, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I guess I got...
Feel better that you're not shit-eating Seth.
Yeah, that guy's got it real bad. Yeah. Okay. I mean, honestly, this is... I mean, I'm happy being Twitch streamer Seth, you know?
Good.
I'm happier in my work now than I ever have been, but...
But guy gambling, Seth is... Yeah, that's up there.
Yeah.
No.
It's weird, man. You ever believe in, like, prophecies and stuff like that? Like, do you ever, like... Like, you ever, like actually have, like, deja vu and feel like you've been there before?
Yeah.
And then, like, something happens that you knew was going to happen because you had lived it before? You ever have that feeling, man?
I don't think anywhere, like, not anything spectacular to where I would know what happens next. I'm just in a moment.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I feel like I've been here. The feeling of living in this moment feels very similar.
Right.
But the actual...
When I was a kid, I would be like, I feel like I could predict the future because that happens.
Yeah.
You just, I don't know, man. But do you grow out of that because you get smarter and you realize it's not possible? Or do you just convince yourself it's not possible as you get older?
I mean, it still happens.
No, but I mean, like, the prophecy part. Like, when I was a kid, I was convinced that I could see the future because of my very vivid deja vu that I occasionally had.
Mm-hmm.
And now when I have very vivid deja vu, I just shake it off as like, it's just deja vu.
Just deja vu.
But, like,
dude,
what if I could see the future and I've just, now that I'm 31, you know, and I know you can't see the future, but do I actually know that I can't see the future?
Yes.
Do you know?
Yes.
Do you know?
Do we really know anything?
Do we really know? Are we on a marble on a turtle's back?
We don't know.
Floating through space?
We don't know.
Alternate universe says dreams about streaming games. That's what I'm having this thing where I'm playing this video game over and over again. It's got this silver-haired guy who kills witches. It's just so weird. I don't know, man. But I've just been having that dream.
Yeah, it's weird.
Over and over, like, I just had, like, I just feel like last night was the last night that I survived.
Mm-hmm.
So I came in here and I wrote it down this morning because it was very vivid and I remembered it all. And, like, I don't know, I'm probably will never have the conclusion to it. It's probably done because I lived, right? Like, that's what I feel like, is because I repeated the same thing again, brain's done. It's like, oh, that's all the storyline you get for this dream, you know?
I've definitely had a couple dreams where I'm like, one, I've had a couple times where it is it's a movie. It's got its plot beats and everything like that, and I can feel that I'm in the climax of it.
Right.
And then, like, I've had them tie up real well
right
when I wake up.
Like, right.
That was the end. Good wake up.
Yeah.
But then I've had ones where it's, like, in the middle of the shit, right before the big old thing happens, I wake up and I have to go to work, and I'm like, no! Put me back
in the cool movie. And see, that's the thing about, like, these dreams is that I never felt like I was in a movie.
Yeah.
Like, I was never self-aware. Like, I was just in it. Like, it was my life instead of me dreaming. Because I've had those dreams, too, where you're like, okay, I know this isn't real because, you know, David Duchovny's here. Like, you know, you have those dreams. But, like, no one in this dream was famous. Like that's the a, like even like weird. The ATST and stuff wasn't exactly an ATST. Like, yeah, it just kind of looks like it. It's just weird, man. So I don't know what that says about me, but I feel like I just had to get it out of my system because this show's mostly therapy, as you know.
Yeah.
So it's just, what do I do, man?
You please, for the love of God, have a different dream so this does not continue.
I want more dreams with you in them.
Why?
Well, I don't know. I just feel like you're a big part of my life. There should be more of you in my dreams like this.
Yeah, I'd never dream about you, bro. So I feel like we're good. We're good.
That's really rude to say.
I can't control my dreams, asshole.
Well, you can if you love me more.
No.
You ever dream about Brittany?
Yeah.
Okay, see?
Yeah, I've had a couple.
It's not fair.
I've had a couple. Pinnell's been in there a couple times.
Oh, God, now you're just being hurtful, man. You dream about Tone, but not about me?
I've had, like, a whole bunch of high school friends in the dream at the same time.
Okay, but are you high school age when that's happening?
No. No, I'm now aged, and it's been since high school, since I've seen all these
people. That says that you just miss your high school days, I think. Isn't that what that says?
Yeah, I miss certain people from it, maybe. Like, in small bits. Like, I definitely don't want to see all of them every day.
No, that's not what your dream is saying, man. Says you need to have a reunion. You need to get the Bartels back together for one night, dude. One night only.
I'm good. It wasn't even them.
Does anyone have that tattoo still?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
It was just me and Paxton.
What did Tone do with it?
He didn't have one.
He didn't get the tat?
No.
I thought everyone got the tat.
No, nobody got the... Just me and Paxton got the tat.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's probably smart you didn't tell me that. I would have mocked you relentlessly, so...
What?
Thought it was just you and Paxton.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because that's bad.
No, it's stupid. That's why mine's a skull nose now.
All right, man. So how do we segue off of this?
I don't know.
I don't know either, man.
I don't know. When are we going to do that flipping tire thing, man? Oh, after I finish the brand. That's right.
Yeah, we got to finish the brand first, then we can do flipping tire videos.
I got you.
You got any? You got any cool plans for the 4th, man?
No, my cool plans were last night.
Okay.
The 4th.
I mean, I know you're leaving. You're going to Warped Tour. Going to a Red Sox game. Like, you're doing a little weekend trip with Britt.
Yep.
We're missing Thursday's show, by the way, because of it. So those of you who are here right now, no show on Thursday.
Sorry, guys.
So no Colby Plays Games this week. But next week we'll be back to normal.
Yeah.
So Colby's taking a little mini vacation, which he's more than entitled to. It's been a while since you haven't had a show. So yeah. I don't remember the last time we missed one, but it's been a while. I feel like
it was when the time changed.
Well, you didn't really miss that show. You were just late.
I missed bits.
You missed 10 minutes of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I'm here.
You are here. You're here now. You were here then 10 minutes late. So.
Fucking time change, man.
Well, maybe it's base with Brandon. Maybe he's back. Got to take a vacation.
Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah.
That could all be him. But. Yeah.
So. No, as for the 4th, just going to go and buy a couple of little tiny ones, go shoot them up.
Like, do you have traditions or anything? Like, you go to your parents or...
My uncle used to have a big old, like, 20-acre plot of land.
Okay.
They lived on, and that my dad's side of the family would go there and shoot off big fireworks.
Okay.
Have an outing and things like that, but he moved, so...
So no more.
No more of that. And other than that, no.
Yeah, we'll just go out to my parents, and... I don't really know, man. Like, usually my uncle from Illinois comes in, and he stops in Missouri on his way down here, and he buys $1,000 worth of fireworks, and we shoot them off, like... We legitimately will have cinder blocks, and we'll just have like the little tubes that the mortars go in.
Yeah.
Inside each hole of the cinder blocks, we'll have 8 of them. And so we'll have like me and Luke will spend a good 2 hours prepping. Like, we'll run extra like a fuse and all that stuff, and so we can shoot off like 8 at a time. And it should like and it'll last 45 minutes. That's how many fireworks we have. That's so we have like a little fireworks show we put on. But he's not coming down this year. So I don't know if I mean my mom bought fireworks without me, which is fine.
Yeah.
And then she and then my grandparents apparently gave her $150 for fireworks. So I think we're gonna have a lot smaller fireworks show this year.
No,
I know, but
that's sad.
It's all right.
Should have came last night, man. Those fireworks were big.
They sucked. I saw them. They were the worst.
They were fine.
I just saw them going... Pff, 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 pff. That's all I did. That's what it was.
They were loud as shit.
Oh, loud. Ooh, I'm loud.
Yeah.
I get enough loud.
They were
loud.
Louder than you.
I want explosions.
There was explosions.
Is that a challenge? To be louder than me?
Yeah.
Bring me next year. I'll be out there screaming.
Okay. Holding you to that. Holding you to that. That's the one time I'm going to get you to go out.
And you can record it for Seth and Colby pre-recorded content. That's what you can do.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, a year from now, like, we're a year from where we were last year. We're talking about the same stuff.
That's true.
Might as well just bank it. Besides, Minnis said it was fine to do just one a year.
He said 3. I said a year.
Yeah, but that's the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
It's close enough.
Three
time flies,
four,
man.
4 times a year, man.
So, just for the people that are here, programming note for you. No show on Thursday. We will be back. The next Seth and Colby show will be a week from today at the same time, 2 p.m. Central Time, as usual. And then Thursday...
Or will it be on Monday?
No, it'll be Sunday.
It might be on Monday.
It'll be Sunday.
You never know.
I do know it'll be Sunday. And so Thursday, a week from this Thursday, will be our 100th episode. And on that 100th episode, much to Colby's mom's dismay, we will be doing a Power Hour... Uh-huh. One shot of beer every minute for an hour. And then Just Dance by Colby. If chat votes for it.
We'll see.
The poll will be at twitch.com twitter.com/SethandColby, and in the Discord. If you're not a member of the Discord, exclamation point Discord to join it. So the can you both link your Twitches? I couldn't find you last time. Yeah, sure. Here's mine.
I'm just gonna link yours, Colby, because it's funny that he's gonna follow you. So ZSwigs, there's that, and then twitch.tv/.
It's the noob. Hey man, what's going on?
Hey, it's the noob. It's been a while since we see you. How you doing, man? There's our personal pages.
Thank you, Menace. I don't want to.
Newman Drums does not stream.
No, I don't.
Ever. So.
Nope.
That's it. But yeah. I got you, Solby, no Dancy. Menace is going to vote for Dark Souls, I think, man. So
cool.
It's possible, man. It's possible. I do have a feeling that Brittany is going to go to every device possible and vote for Just Dance. I mean, do you not get that feeling?
Oh, yeah, I get it.
I mean, the way that she was talking to... I mean, Chris just put in chat all the dancing.
Yeah,
so.
I mean...
I mean, personally, I would prefer you not dance as well, because right. It's going to be a pain in my butt to get it all set up.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm going to have to run cords out to the big room and...
Is that what you're doing?
I think that's the only way I can. Like, last night when we did the pizza party stream and you guys were in here, like, that is the widest I can make the camera. Yeah. I don't think... I mean, I'll test it, but I'm not totally sure how we're going to do it, so.
Just follow the first one. If you follow ZSwigs, you're good. You don't need the other one.
Come on, man. How many followers do you have now? Let's look.
None.
Let's look, man. How many followers do you have? Let's look here. Here's Colby. Right here. Colby, you have 9 followers. That is pathetic.
I'm fine with that.
Let's get him to 10 at least.
No, I'm fine with that.
That is sad, dude. I actually feel bad you only have 9 followers. Okay, let's see here. Okay, Tone. The Seth and Colby Show. Me. White Cameron. You Beautiful Noob. Okay, person who's in our chat here occasionally. Rin. Chode Jungle. That's someone we've banned. So, yeah, Bird Law. And El Papa La Papa. So, there you go. Yeah, 9's not a lot. But he never streams.
Yeah.
He doesn't stream, ever.
No.
So the only time you're ever going to see Colby's face is on this Twitch channel twice a week.
Right.
And if we reach 12 concurrent viewers over 30 days, 3 times a week. You will see me literally every day.
Yeah, you kind of, that's your job.
Yeah.
Is you stream.
Yeah. So
every day.
You'll see a lot of me.
Yep. I don't stream because...
He should, life. But he doesn't.
Have a life.
He could stream his drums. He should stream his drums.
I can't because it,
he could.
The audio is wrong.
I have offered to come over and help him set it up a trillion times.
Yeah, but you've never done it.
I will do it if you tell me when to come over. You have to invite me.
Nah,
I can't just show up. Isn't it at your mom's house because it's in her basement? Mm-hmm. There's no way I can just show up at your mom's house and be like, Colby here, can I set up stuff? What if I just go over to your mom's house and set it up so the next time you go over, you just hit live? That'd be good? Okay. Julie, I'll be coming over sometime. Just so you know, it'll be late.
You can't do that.
Why?
I need OBS to do that, and you don't got my laptop, because it's on my laptop, and I bring my laptop.
Okay, so what you're saying is you do need to invite
I
me.
I do need
okay,
to
Okay, so you just you need to just invite me, then, and
yeah.
let's do it, you know. I know drum streams would be great. Like, I would love it. I think people would eat that up, dude.
Why?
Because you're good at it, and people like you. Number 100, I remember coming in at number 84. What's that mean? I don't get a smartboard.
Episodes?
Oh, episodes. That's got to be it. Yeah, episodes. Hey, smartboard, how you doing, man? I would totally tune in to drumstream. I know, man. That's what I'm saying. People would watch it.
It's going. It's only going to happen like once a week.
Yeah, but then you can get your money like I get my money.
Yeah.
You can get your own donations.
Yeah,
you can start your own war. You can have your own hog. You can say sub to me, get the hog for free. Just like I say it.
I bless the rains. Down in there.
He just doesn't want to, and that's fine. I honestly, like, streaming's a lot of work, and
I mean, I would do it if it was easy enough as pressing a button.
We could make it as easy as you pressing a button. I mean, you'd have to plug in your laptop, okay?
Uh-huh.
We have to plug in the laptop,
yeah,
and then you could press just one button.
Right.
We could make it that way.
I mean, yeah, that would be that. That's what I would.
I mean, you just got to let me know. I'll come over and I'll help you set it up.
Dude. All right. It'll probably be not for another 2 weeks.
Okay, that's fine.
But.
So it will never happen, Chad.
I don't have a lot of free time, man.
You have nothing but free time.
I don't have a
drinking
lot of
Miller
time.
Drinking Miller counts as free time. You're funny, dude. You're a funny dude. Miller Lite, don't.
Basement, you back up.
Yeah, you careful, Basement. These are fighting words.
I'm going to take that $10 you gave us earlier, and I'm going to go spin it on Miller.
Yeah, it's literally for Smartboard, I put Grumpy Cat right in the shot for every side of the Colby Show, just so he could show up and see your spirit animal. So, yeah. Yep. Charge back, please don't. Don't even joke. That affects me. Please don't do that.
Can you really charge back?
Oh, you can. Really? I mean, technically you can. It says no refunds.
Mm-hmm.
So technically, but I don't think I would have to refund it. But if it ever does get refunded, there's like a $30 fee.
Jeez.
Yeah. So people could donate $1 and then charge back and cost streamers a lot of money. Like that's something that evil trolls do.
Well, that's dumb.
Yeah. Yeah.
That shouldn't be possible.
No, it shouldn't be. Well, I think PayPal's getting wise to it, mm-hmm. and they're doing it. And like Streamlabs are like they're better at it. Like they say they'll cover the fee for you. But yeah, man, it's like I'll just call bank, say my card was stolen. Like there's a lot of people out there that'll do that. Like they don't generally do it to small streamers, so we don't have to worry. But like, you know, like those big streamers and stuff, like people will just donate $1 to them and it doesn't even show up on their stream because mm-hmm. it's not enough money, and then they'll just charge back.
That's yeah,
evil.
Dumb.
It's evil, man. How do you prevent this? You just turn off donations. I mean, that's what I prefer. I would prefer people gave me bits. Like, yeah. Honestly, because then you can't worry. Like, subs and bits are better. But the problem with subs and bits, like on this channel, is that we have to wait so long to get
mm-hmm.
money because you have to hit that $100 thing. And so it's rough, but I mean, like it's part of me. Like I feel like Basement Brain's dead when he's not here the week. That's just the negative Nelly in me. I always worry about that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I really probably don't have to worry about it because people who are in our chat aren't turds. So you know, if you're a turd,
there are turds out there.
There are turds out there, but those people generally don't give us just money randomly.
Right.
Also, donations under $5 don't even show up on the screen, and I feel like people aren't going to give us $5 because that's too much money even for a troll. I don't know.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. But yeah, sorry all the streamers out there who I ruined your day and talked about that.
Yeah, man.
That's something you can do.
That's crazy.
That's something you can do. But yeah, it's rough, man.
People need to get on that.
People turds out there.
Strap.
People are turds. That's all you got to remember.
Statty McStatstein, man.
Yeah.
All right, well, people, don't vote for Just Dance. Don't do that.
Yeah, you could refuse. Well, what happens, I believe, because it's actually, I've just heard it through hearsay, like PayPal is like, this person has requested a refund, and then you can deny it, and then I think PayPal kind of arbitrates whether or not you can actually deny it. It's kind of how it works. Because PayPal has that buyer protection. Remember?
Yeah.
Like, that's their whole thing. Like, if you buy something off eBay using PayPal and it doesn't arrive, PayPal will guarantee your money back. And that's how they operate their entire thing. And since a donation... Like that's part of the reason on my channel I call them tips, is because they're not a donation, they're a tip. Like this content is provided to you for free, and if you like the content, it's above and beyond the content you would get elsewhere. You can give me a tip to say thank you for the great content. Like a sub to me is I want this man to continue providing content, so I'm going to sub to him so he can continue to do this for a living.
Mm-hmm.
Cheers and tips are the same thing to me, content wise. Like here's some money. Because I think you're doing above and beyond what is the bare minimum. That's kind of how I look at it. But here it's like donations. So, gotta go. I'll be back later, guys.
Back in another 2 months.
That moment we use $400 to gambling. It's rough. That's rough. Basic Brain, thanks for stopping by today, man.
Yeah, man.
I'm glad to see you.
Good to see you.
It's good to see you. Yes, I'm glad you're not dead.
Yes.
Yes. So, yeah. Mm. Yeah, if you make a disclaimer that all donations are non-refundable, yeah, but they're still... PayPal, it's like hit or miss on whether or not they agree to that. I think they're getting better, though, like because streaming is becoming more of a thing. But like, you know how those companies are. They lived 5 years ago. You know, that's just their policies. In order to change a policy, it takes 18 dudes to sign off on it, you know, and it's a huge thing. So it sucks. But that's the thing, man. So you ready to wrap up the show, man?
Yeah, buddy.
You ready? You sure? You don't want to do another 30 minutes?
Nah, I'm good.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess we'll end then. All right, dudes.
Another 30 minutes?
Another 30 minutes, man.
Why another 30 minutes?
I don't know. Just
specifically 30 minutes?
Yeah. I don't know.
No, we're going to the pool.
You're going to the pool?
I'm going to the pool, man.
They're back. You know that, right?
Yeah.
We're going to buy the pink logo on a shirt. Or when can you? Probably never. Colby is also in charge of the merchandise in the Seth and Colby store, so...
Oh, now I am that, too?
Do I need to pull up the email I sent you a while ago that's like, please add some cool merchandise to the store?
Oh, is that dictating that now I'm in charge of the store?
I'm not a designer!
Oh, but you could be.
I built the whole website! Design something!
What whole website?
Raptor Teeth!
That's also for you.
The shirts are for you! What kind of excuse is that? I'm gonna stab you, man.
Do it.
I'm gonna stab you in your throat.
Do it.
Not the Jake Pauls. Yeah, go buy Jake Paul shirts. That's fine. You wanna run around with Logan Paul's shirt? Do it. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for watching today. We are the Seth and Colby Show. We do a podcast twice a week, once on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central, once on Sundays at 2 p.m. Central. We appreciate you all being here. I'm going to put links in the chat to our social medias. There's the Twitters. You can follow us there at Seth and Colby. The Instagram for Facebooks, that's Seth and Colby. You can follow the subreddit, that's Seth and Colby. Join the Discord. If you're not on the Discord, do that. And do all that stuff, too. You can also go buy our shirts at raptorteeth.live/Seth and Colby. You can do that. And then P.O. Box, if you want to mail us something, you can do that too. P.O. Box 75648, Wichita, Kansas 67275. Do all the stuff. We'll be back next Sunday, show Thursday.
Yep.
But we'll be back a week from today with another funny show. We'll recap all of Colby's baseball stuff. I can't wait to hear him try to say that it was fun at the Red Sox game when I know that he's dying inside. I can't wait for that show. It's going to be so great. So we'll hear that. And then Thursday afterwards is Just Dance Day, right? Please don't vote for Just Dance. Colby is asking you.
Yeah, please don't.
Yeah, please don't. But good luck with that. Good luck with that campaign, man.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, guys, thank you so much for watching today. If you listen on the iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, leave a review. It really helps. Also, I'm not sure that you're there. Also, go to youtube.com/SethandColby. Hit the sub button. Watch the video. Hit the thumbs up so I know you're there as well if you watch it on demand. Or just come to twitch.tv/live or /SethandColby and follow, watch us live. Follow button. That type of stuff. But it just came. I know, Smart Board. I'm sorry. If you want content for trying UK candy, dude, send it. I will absolutely. Yeah, chat chooses. It's the link on the Discord. It's a link in the Twitter. We post a link to the poll, so make sure you follow us there. Also in the Discord, you can nominate games to go on the list for Colby Plays Games. So if you have a game you want to play, put it in the Discord. It'll get added to the list, and then that goes into the rotation of voting. So that's how that all works. So
yep.
And Colby is super happy about it.
I love it.
He is. But guys, thank you so much for watching today. We appreciate y'all being here. Thanks to all the new subs, the tips, and everything that came in. We appreciate it. Have a great rest of your week if we don't see you, which we won't until Sunday.
Yep.
I love all of you.
Love you.
Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye, people.